You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
All right, YKW dudes, if you're listening to this podcast, if you're a fan of the podcast, if you're a fan of mine, I want you to hear this loud and clear. Friday, August 8th, the Providence Performing Arts Center. Robert Kelly live at the Village Underground. My hour special that we just filmed is premiering. That's one night, Providence Performing Arts Center. If you want to see my special in a theater, amazing 1,800 seat theater, go right now. www.film-festival.org. Again, that's www.film-festival.org. Okay, that's August 8th, Providence Performing Arts Center. If you live in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York, Connecticut, and if you live in Rhode Island and you're a fan of mine and you don't go to this, you are a hunk of shit. Get your girlfriend, get your friends. You get to see my special in a theater. I'm going to be there. It's going to be a fucking great night, okay? The night before, August 7th, I'm going to be over at the Comedy Connection with a bunch of other comics. We're going to do a show, a little impromptu show. So come down there. Go to the show on the 7th, which is Thursday night, and get your tickets to see my special live at the Providence Performing Arts Center. Sorry for fucking mumbling through that. But it's going to be an amazing night. I'm so excited that the Rhode Island Film Festival accepted my special. It's great. We're in competition. There's a website. You can go check it out. You can click on it. The more people that click on the website, the fucking crazier the buzz happens. So you guys, if you're fans of mine and you're fans of my podcast and you're fans of my comedy and you live in that fucking area or a 100-mile radius, I want you to show up for this. It's going to be a great night, and I owe it all to you guys for supporting me and backing me and listening to my fucking craziness for over the years. So make sure you go August 8th, Performing Arts Center, Providence Performing Arts Center in Rhode Island for the Rhode Island International Film Festival. For tickets, once again, festival.org. It's one of those little dashes. Whatever the fuck. Oh, I just picked a zit on my forehead. Time to go. All right. Bye.
Welcome. Podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No direction. But I love doing it.
This podcast has no rules.
Can I get a microphone?
No. I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
It's Robert Kelly.
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
Podcast on riotcast.com.
Drive time in Detroit.
All right.
Unfortunately, the best part of this podcast has already happened.
This is morning drive.
We've already done the killer part. Now we have to like bring it down for.
Listen.
Are you going to read poetry on this? What are we going to do? I'm saving this podcast. You hear me?
I want you to take your fucking. I want you to take your fucking uncomfortably hairy knuckles and relax. Listen.
They are really hairy.
They're fucking. I thought you had fucking caterpillars on your hand. All right, here we go. Ready? We're
going to
start this show. Shut that shit off, Godfrey. Shut your shit off. Pick up your mic. Yeah, shut the fuck up.
A little sensitive over there.
Yeah, yeah, you little fucking shut your face. Ugh, I knew it. You know, it's...
1-2, Bobby Kelly.
Let me hear you, dumb dumb. Talking to the mic.
Ready? 1-2, 1-2. Hello. Hello, hello.
Get you back up.
Hello.
Hang on. Talking about...
Doing another sound check?
Yeah, because Godfrey fucking changes his tone. Go ahead, talk the way you're going to talk.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Hello, hello.
What's up?
All right, there you go.
All right.
I, Eric, let me hear you.
Yo, how you doing?
Good to be here. Great fucking radio voice.
Good to be here.
All right, cool. Here we go. John.
Testing 1, 2. This is about as loud as I'm going
to
go.
That's not true. You went really loud when you started singing.
But I won't do that.
I don't say. Thankfully. Right.
Godfrey.
Yes.
I mean, Ryan.
Whoa.
Hello. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, Alonzio.
Living the dream.
Where are you?
Living the dream. Right here.
Let me hear you.
His Twitter thing.
All right, let's go. Ready? We're doing it right now.
I'll you guys, play the jungle if you heard.
Let's just start.
All right, Eric, let's go. You
John,
sing.
If you turn that on again,
I don't
know because you have the best voice
I'm
in the world.
I'm a designated singer right now.
Yeah, you know how to sing.
Bada boom.
Ready?
And oh, we go to the end.
Hey, dude, do some Michael,
road.
Do some McDonald. McDonald.
Thank you.
All right, listen.
Somewhere back in the
hall. All right, check it out.
No, that's too
here
hack,
we go.
Godfrey, it's too hack. You can't. No, it's too hack. You can't.
All right. I'm going to go around the room. This is a YKWD from the Comedy Festival, Just for Laughs.
Montreal.
It's a, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, Godfrey. You know he's been on the show before, and you've heard me say this before. Shut the fuck up. Every show I've done with him, I've said it 900 times.
I did one show.
Shut the fuck up.
It was memorable.
Godfrey, introduce yourself.
Thank you.
Go around the room.
I'm my name's Ryan. Godfrey.
Hmm. I'm Ryan.
Ryan.
What?
Ryan, give what? Your whole name, brother.
I'm Ryan
He's
Hamilton.
He's only got one name.
Well, I have to introduce myself on your show?
Yeah, we're going to go around the
I'm
room.
I'm Ryan
man.
Hamilton.
Yeah.
Eric Griffin.
I'm John Heffern. I want to say
oh God,
Ronnie
you're
Bobby.
Way louder than, you said you were not going to be that loud.
Well,
you said it 9 times. I mean, this is how loud I'm
gonna
be.
To Ronnie, Bobby, yeah, Ricky, and Mike.
Yeah, I was just gonna tell him, if I okay. like a girl, who cares who you like?
Mr. Telephone Man.
So, John Heffern, rocking the green mic over here on the left side of your ears, shaking the lakes, rocking the beaches.
It's the shittiest mic in the group right now.
This, no, he's
250, 50 minutes after two. 79 degrees.
Is that anything? What, 50 minutes after two?
Here's Kaja Goo Goo, Too Shy Shy.
Oh my God, you're
shy,
so loud.
Shy,
too
shy, shy. Alonzo Bowden and Bobby.
All right, let's fuck
Bobby,
your songs.
You owe me for this, because F is doing morning drive radio.
No, I don't know what the he's fucking, he's simulating.
Yeah, I'm trying to blend in.
He's selling out?
You are. You're blending in.
He's trying to blend in. And Godfrey, you know Godfrey.
More.
Look at man, Godfrey, that's what Godfrey does. He sings.
And Godfrey's doing what Godfrey does.
Yeah. Eric, I don't know Eric, but I think I'm getting to know him.
Yeah.
I met you
not
the first
time. The musical so side is new to me, though. I have not.
I
did not
pipes.
Know he's a singer.
He sing a little something.
Yeah. You didn't know, huh?
He does sing good.
Yeah,
you
it's pretty
do
damn
sing
good.
Good.
For a comic.
Why'd you hold the side of your neck?
You had to hold the side of the neck.
What? So you don't have a stroke?
I'm checking my pulse.
Figaro.
You're gonna take control
did
of this mess, Bobby?
Hey, dude, look at man. I'm gonna
you're
take.
Gonna
look
steer
at
this train.
I'm steering it, man. But you're unsteering it by saying, "Are you gonna steer it?" You're fucking me
yeah,
too.
I'm trying to.
Yeah, but you
trying,
don't.
I'm
listen,
trying to get you back on track,
no,
Bobby. I'm
just,
here for you.
I'm here. Just do what you're doing. You can't say, "Are you gonna?" You're saying you're letting
wow
the people know that it's unsteerable right now.
Wow.
I
wow
got it. We got it. We're good.
Right, it's
Bobby,
a roller coaster.
You know I'm
there's
here
no
for
steering
you.
All right, just be here
I'm
for
here
me.
For
just
you
do me a favor. Just don't start singing or rapping. Right.
Allow me
and
to
we'll
handle
be good.
Allow me to handle it. Godfrey, shut the fuck up.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm not going to say shut the fuck up to
who's
Godfrey.
Who's
going to
argue with Alonzo Bowden? Not me.
I think I argue with you once. And
oh,
then
you can. Bobby. And then you kind of just go, all right, Alonzo, let's cut this out.
Bobby's not afraid.
He's not afraid of anybody.
No,
Bobby's
Bobby
nuts.
Afraid of.
Let's not get it carried
out. Nobody.
Shut up. When I talk, you don't.
Well, I was trying to be on your side.
Yeah, but
Godfrey,
it's radio. Do you know what radio is? I'm going to give you headphones. You take these.
Okay.
And put those in your ear. Ew. And you'll hear people. Oh, that's true. All right, fuck off.
Okay.
Godfrey just talks, man. You know how to do radio? You know how radio works?
Yeah.
You got to let people talk, and then
okay,
you get shit in the middle.
My
or
bad.
Or it's people just fucking going to complain about you yapping over
okay
people. Right?
Right.
All right, go ahead, Alonzo. Ryan, you're fucking miserable right now.
Oh, very. I don't want to be
yeah
here.
You don't want to be here. Yeah, this is just terrible to you.
Yeah, I don't want to.
What's your favorite 80s R&B song? Ryan Hamilton.
My favorite 80s R&B. I don't know.
I'm not your superwoman.
No, I don't even know that song. I don't know. I don't know these songs that you're singing.
Aisha.
I didn't even know. You guys are singing songs that
Aisha
I've never heard. Aisha?
You got to remember, John, he grew up in Idaho. There was no R&B.
Yeah, I just got there.
I thought you grew up in Utah.
No.
No.
Idaho.
Aren't you Scientologist?
Idaho.
Yeah.
Fuck, what's wrong with you?
This is why this is what happened. Every podcast I come on.
Yeah, listen, I didn't bring it up.
No, look. Every podcast I sit back, you guys do your show, and then I get attacked with questions.
Yeah, because
you're the only one not talking, so that just, you know.
I say this, all right, I hear you, and I know that every time you do something, it's always about your religion or what the fuck you are, or who you are because you're a fucking nice guy, but you got to give it up. I mean, you're fucking different than all of us.
Okay.
So you're different. You're a quieter guy, so you're going to get tough. But I understand you. So
I'd say Eric's
pretty you
different.
You do understand.
Let's talk. We could talk to Eric.
Let's talk to Eric. Let's talk to Eric. Let's talk about mustaches.
So exactly. Eric, I've always wanted to ask.
That hair stopped growing on you.
Nice.
You can't go bald on your upper lip. I can grow a fucking, fucking asshole. I can grow a shitty mustache like you.
That is a great mustache.
I will say you pulled the mustache off.
It's good. It's dope. It's dope.
If he matched that with a beard,
when you do Just for Laughs,
if he matched that with a beard, he'd be a hipster ready for new faces.
Do you? Right. Can I ask you a question? Do you use the medicine?
What medicine?
Do you dye your hair?
No. Sometimes I do when I'm shooting a show.
You went no, and then sometimes
I'm thinking about like normally, like right now, it's not.
Well, that's one of the reasons why you dye your hair. This is one of the reasons, and I dyed my hair too, dude. When I had hair, and even when I had facial hair, when I shaved my head, I had to start dyeing it. I remember one time I forgot dye, and I used mascara.
Ugh. Just pencil it in?
And
not
mascara, eyeshadow. Eyelash shadow, whatever the fuck that is.
Little brush.
That is mascara.
That's mascara.
Is that mascara? Okay. Well, I'm not fucking a drag queen. I'm sorry. I'm not up on the fucking...
Oh, I was going to ask if you had thicker, fuller beard after you.
Yeah, and I remember I started sweating on stage, and I didn't get waterproof, so I just had like black lines coming down my fat neck.
Like you were crying.
My goatee was crying.
You didn't talk to me all night. Like the girl sitting on the curb. You know.
I would grow a beard, but it's so patchy.
Oh, you don't connect. Yeah. I don't connect gray, either.
So me neither.
Yeah, it's weird that beards are in, man. Yeah.
They're going out, though.
You think?
Yeah, I was talking with one of the guys... This week, I said, you know, whoever did like the lead hipster who grew the beard, that led them all to grow beards.
Yeah.
And he said, no, man. He said, in the UK, they're shaving. And that's where it came from, right? They were growing the beards. Then the kids here
was
started
it them?
Growing them.
I thought it was Zach.
Galifianakis had it for
Zach Galifianakis did not affect. He affected the comedy world. He did not affect the hipster world. Oh. The hipster world is a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Believe me, they're not dressing like Zach Galifianakis.
Well, the facial thing. I mean, last year,
again, he did it for comedy, but I would say society.
Black dudes are doing it too with the Rick Ross thing. That, bald black dudes are doing it.
You had a bunch of them. You got James Harden in sports.
James Harden's doing it. Yep.
But at some point, they're all going to shave because somebody's going to shave and they're going to be like, all right, we're done. Shave.
Yeah. Until November.
It'll be LeBron James. He'll shave.
LeBron does it.
Can we talk about that motherfucker? First of all, I think he's a piece of shit as a human.
Why?
Okay. Why?
I'll tell you why.
Please tell it.
I will. I'll fucking enlighten everybody this table
enlighten
except for
us.
Fucking Ryan because he's already been enlightened.
I have been?
Yes.
You have the enlightenment. I felt like I was rude earlier. Was I rude earlier?
Look, dude, no, you can't beat my rudeness. I'm fucking grumpy. I didn't eat tonight.
For real.
I didn't get invited to dinner.
Nope.
Personally.
No, I invited you.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You weren't
the one. You had a show.
Doesn't matter. And then,
did you guys walk around this afternoon?
Hey, wait a minute, Hef. I'm not done, you fucking ADD son of a bitch.
No.
Right? And then, squirrel, fucking stay with the fucking conversation, you cocksucker.
We're talking about
Bobby. Can I warn you?
What?
You don't know half. There's no attention span.
I really don't know.
I really try. I'm really going to focus.
No, you can be you, half. Be you.
I'm going to focus.
But here's the deal. I fucking was starving, and I was cuntier than anybody because I, Godfrey, fucking, oof, it's like dealing with a fucking, just an adopted kid. He just fucking gets a mic in front of me, just yaps, and I'm trying to check the sound, and it's him screaming. Then Eric comes over, and he starts singing, and then Hef comes over and starts playing some shit, and then it was a fucking nightmare, and it's loud as shit in my ears.
Yeah.
And then you come over, and you're a little fucking, you know, sad.
I feel bad for you.
And then he calls me out on not being able to fucking steer the ship of my own show.
I know.
So
I really feel we're back on track.
Is this why you don't like LeBron?
Is this Gilligan's Island? Does that make... Are you the skipper?
Is that a fat joke? Listen,
dude, we need rolls. We all need rolls. So we know.
First of all,
Thurston Howell.
Listen, you're fat too. Okay.
Hey, Gilligan. Hey, Gilligan.
First of all, I'm not fucking cute fat too. What the fuck? I could be cute. I have a dimple.
Bob's are fat.
No, Bobby's cute.
I'm cute. Thank you.
Oh yeah. Hey, that's
it. Well. And the show took a turn.
No, I'm just saying.
What's up, Brian?
LeBron, what happened?
I want to know why Bob hates LeBron.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm at the UFC. We got tickets, you know.
Last one with Ronda Rousey?
One with Chael when he fought Chael Silva 2.
Okay,
we're second row behind Chael's wife and mother. And three smoking hot chicks in the front row right in front of us. You know, why did they get the seats? Because they get fucking tits and cunts, okay? Yeah. Which fucking bugs me. I hate ring girls. I hate it all. It's like the fact that you get something because you're gorgeous bugs the fuck out of me. Why? Because I'm not gorgeous, but I get it. So these three hot chicks are there. LeBron's over on the other side. He comes over. They like, oh, hey, come over. And he comes over and they go, can you take a picture? And I go, absolutely, no problem. And I'm taking a picture of these three hot broads. And then I take my phone out. I go, hey, dude, can you take a picture with a bald, fat, white guy? And he just looked me up and down and went, pfft, and he walked away. Ugh. It's like, really, motherfucker? I self-deprecated to make you giggle.
No, but
nothing.
Who did that to me?
And then he goes to the next person and the next person.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. No, it doesn't. Not in the fucking VIP zone. Not when I'm going to sit next to the lead singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
VIP.
Yeah, but I'm a fucking...
That could be why
he didn't want to do it. Because he's like, I'm hanging out with VIP. Like, if you're hanging out in the VIP section, you're not supposed to act like a fan.
Right.
But what about these three fucking
the girls, they did it first.
What?
They did it first. You didn't do it first.
They have cunts. I didn't do it first. They have cunts and titties.
Hot chicks always a different rule.
We already went over why that happened.
Women.
Yeah, but he's...
That's it.
Because even in the VIP area, they all know why those chicks are there.
Right.
Right. Okay.
They're there to dress it up.
Yeah. Okay, well, let me ask you this then. If we're all backstage and I want to take a picture from my Instagram or throw up on Twitter, is that technically, by those rules, then that's not acceptable because we're all in the same area and then I'm stepping over a line as
No, that's different.
Different situation because we're all comics.
Yeah, and we're all in a show environment.
Okay, now here's another white.
Hold on, let me make one point on that.
Please, go ahead.
That's like if at the NBA All-Star game, they're all taking pictures of each other and clowning with each other's kids because they're all NBA All-Stars. That's right.
Which they do.
But if we were sitting there, because I've been in a situation, I was at a race and Michael Jordan was there and we were invited to his hospitality and a hangout and the whole bit.
Yeah.
And the one thing they said, don't take no pictures and don't ask him for pictures. They said, just leave him alone because they were like, this is his fun thing. This is his thing.
Yeah.
And it was like, I respect
that. Here's the deal though. How about not looking me up and down like you piece of shit and going, nah, dude, I'm sorry. I can't. I just had to take that one.
Yeah, he made a decision.
He made a decision to make me feel like shit by looking like, fuck you, fat. Fuck you. Like, here's
but
another thing.
The counter to that.
Hang on one second. Let me throw this in the mix so you can have some more information of why this. You don't yawn into the mic, motherfucker.
I went like this. I covered my mouth.
Godfrey.
Have you ever done morning radio? Like, do you know what fucking radio is? What?
Godfrey, shut the fuck up.
All right.
I told you, I got you.
Go ahead.
Here's the deal. There was a Chael Sonnen wants to beat the fuck out of him. You know that, right?
Out of who?
Out of
LeBron.
LeBron.
Why?
Really?
He's threatening him. He goes, if I ever see that motherfucker, I'll fucking beat the shit out of him. Because there was a dude, the kid in a wheelchair, and he wouldn't take a photo with him
either.
Oh,
come on.
So there you go.
That's not good.
So explain that.
That's raggedy.
Well, after thousands of pictures.
Are you really going to explain that?
No, I'm just saying. You know who's the bigger asshole? And there is a point that could be made that the bigger asshole is the person coming up with the guy in the wheelchair going, hey, can you take a picture?
Why is that guy an
asshole? Because what I'm saying is you're now put in a position where now you have to take this picture or you're the asshole.
Yes. That's called life. You're a fucking millionaire for playing a game, you fucking cock cunt. And this kid can't take a shit without somebody wiping his asshole.
I did.
You fucking take a photo with that cripple.
What if you had a convention with all wheelchair kids? You had to take a picture with every single one?
What are you doing there?
At what point do you stop?
There was one.
What are you doing?
They don't do those things. That's called a hospital.
In Eric's defense, I've seen him in the airport walk right by kids in wheelchairs. not even glass.
Oh, so it's your thing.
So,
that's
your thing.
No.
I'm just saying
so you don't like handicapped people.
I'm saying he's consistent.
That's what you're saying.
Only if they're black. No, I'm kidding.
That's true.
What the fuck are you, dude?
That's what I wanted to know. You see, everybody talks about Ryan's religion. Let's figure out what the fuck Eric is.
Are you Spanish?
But sometimes he's black. Sometimes he's Spanish.
It just depends on what show I'm on.
Exactly. He's black on Mondays.
What are you when you're
on
Byron Allen's show?
I actually did the chocolate one. Hot chocolate, which is just awful. They're bringing that back, by the way. You guys got the call?
They're bringing Byron's show back.
Yeah, they're bringing back
Comics Unleashed. He'll be making calls. Eric,
they already have been making calls.
So, Eric, I heard you were in Montreal.
I know.
That's too good of a segue.
No, my favorite.
Do you eat chocolate?
One,
I said we all. Hang on.
Robert Kelly, you were so funny on there because you literally went like this. He asked a question and you literally turned to the crowd and went, so I was at the. And I was like, that's how you do it.
The only thing that fucking show freaked me the fuck out because I didn't know. They were like, look, here's the deal. You're just doing jokes and the crowd is going to laugh. You're going to kill. Everybody kills.
Yeah.
No matter what. Even Byron. And then, but here's the thing. I wanted to hate it, but Byron, I remember I asked for a piece of paper, and this guy was like, I don't know. I'm busy. Like some guy said that to me. I was like, okay. He went, fuck you. He's the reason you're here. You never talk to a comic like that. They're the only reason why this show exists. Yeah. You get him his paper. And I was like, oh, shit. His mother, he was like, I'm sorry, Mr. Cal. I'll get you a piece of paper. I was like, yeah, motherfucker, get my paper.
I think that show would be better if it was people that knew each other.
Somewhere that guy who's getting the paper. Yeah. Called you the same dick you called LeBron. He's like, yeah, fuck Bobby Kelly. Make me run around and get paper. Bobby Kelly's a bitch.
He's
you
on
see
a podcast
how it happens
right now.
No, who did that to me here just for laughs? I did a gala maybe 7-8 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the gala, you walk out on stage. Everybody, you kind of do like a curtain thing.
Yeah.
Jim Belushi was the host.
Really?
And I go, hey, can we grab a picture? Like Harlan Williams. I forgot what else. And he goes, no.
Wow.
He was on the gala. Yeah. So then I take the picture. This is and I did a selfie of it with me and Harlan. He saw the flash go off, and he goes, did you not hear what I fucking said?
Yeah.
He goes, do you want me to come over and knock that out of your hand? And I was like, whoa. Yeah.
And I know you were like, I would like you
right,
to.
But that's the funny thing. Nobody realizes that Hef is a walking weapon.
Hef is nuts.
I'm scared of Hef.
He's a big dude. But he ruined my entire. That was the first gala I ever did.
I got mad at fucking. Who's the guy? Harlan. Is that his name? Harlan
Williams.
Last fucking year here. Right here. I walked up. He was with, Dane or whoever the fuck he was with. I saw him shake hands. How you doing? What's going on? I went up to shake his hand, and he looked at me up and down and gave me a pound. Like, wait, I just saw you shake a fucking hand, man. You can't pound me after you shook.
Yeah.
Bobby.
What?
I'm noticing people look you up and down.
Yeah,
and things.
Yeah, why does everybody look you up and down, Rob?
I don't know.
Were you sweaty? You're
intimidating looking?
Well, I had a shirt that had an arrow that went down, and then it
went
up.
So that's why. Did you wear it to the UFC fight?
Yeah.
See, there's my consistency.
That's my closer on the road. It's called an up and
down. Is that your paraphernalia? Is that what you sell on the road?
He's selling those.
I go,
up and down
hot chicks
shirts
look me
are
up and down
for $15.
All the time.
He does this on stage. I'm selling these.
Everybody, throw your hands up and down.
Maybe I use the word, the phrase up and down too much. But
yeah, you do up and down. Everybody looks at you in a certain way like you're threatening. Is that MMA? Shit.
I'm trying to explain. He was like, he looked at me like, I'm giving you a pound. You ain't get, you know, and look.
Not Harlan Williams. He's cool.
He did that shit to me, dude.
Everybody, here's what I've learned. Everybody is different with everybody.
Yeah.
I have comic friends.
But everybody's
that people
the same
are like,
with him.
That guy's a douche.
LeBron's a motherfucker, dude.
He's a bastard.
He's a piece of shit. You know, look, me, okay, but he could have said, nah, man, I can't right now. I'm in VIP too, motherfucker. You don't know me, but you know I'm. You know that only people like you get to sit here.
Right.
You don't get the
people that know someone.
Yeah, but exactly. So you know that I know somebody that you know.
Right.
We're connected somewhere. So you should at least go, hey, man, nah, I can't really right now because everybody want one. I'd be like, fuck. Oh, I'm sorry, dude. I fucked up. But I just took a picture with three hot chicks, and then I said some funny shit to make you go, oh, shit. You didn't have to fucking be a dick. You could have been like, I'm sorry. I can't, man. You know what I mean? And then to do that shit to a kid in a wheelchair. I know you hate people in wheelchairs, dude.
Oh, here we go.
But that's
you do, Eric.
You have a charity.
What are you saying? That charity?
What's your last name?
He has a charity against wheelchairs. It's a charity. He gets money to have people push
people
out of wheelchairs.
I have an association of Eric Griffin hating people in wheelchairs. I have an association against people who hate people.
Let's hear it.
What is it?
Nothing.
Oh, shit.
You just going to bail on that?
Set you up.
You going to bail on that bit?
No, I had an association for... against Eric Griffin. That's all that was.
I just don't. I think it's fine. That when he did that to me, here's the thing. I was like, what the fuck, man? I just saw you shake a motherfucker's hand.
Another side note to show the opposite of that. I've probably seen this happen with him 4 times. The Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I've seen him 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, those early flights.
Yeah.
Oh, you told me.
Hat over his head, you know, where you're covering your eyes, leaning against the wall. A kid come over and tap him. He lift up his hat, threw on a smile, and suddenly is awake. He's like, hey, buddy. And then would sign it, and then the kid would leave, and then his face would change. He'd put the hat on.
Yeah.
And I saw it happen twice. He woke up every time and didn't act like a dick at all.
Well, that's
like
a lot.
That's
but
crazy.
I tell you what, though, some of the reason for that is not to say that I'm judging that guy's character, but some of the reason for that is because the internet and everything's on there. Like you don't want to be seen with a look of like on your face. So you get used to, like, every time you take pictures, you're just like, you turn it on.
No, yeah, but he could have kept his hat down or just, you know what I mean? Yeah.
No, he couldn't. Not once a kid knows who he is.
Yeah. The kid's coming up there.
Now, oddly enough, Eric Griffin does not like kids either.
Oh,
it's
here,
almost
you
like
kids?
People
you're
in wheelchairs.
Kid in a wheelchair.
I've just
man.
Seen him
wow.
walk with him
on this. I wasn't even supposed to be on this
there
podcast.
There was a kid in a wheelchair that I saw him just push right past.
I saw that.
It was horrible.
I see you roll one down a hill.
Oh, I can't believe you don't like
that
kids.
That kid was
and
a
will.
Motherfucker.
See? There it is.
All right, everybody right now, I'm going to take my first stab at what Eric is.
Oh, here we go.
I say you're Puerto Rican. You got Puerto Rican and black.
Well, you're from the East Coast.
Puerto Rican and black.
No.
No, I give it.
Shit.
There's some Mexican in there.
No shit.
No.
Oh, really? Okay, half
Middle Eastern.
I'm going to go.
No.
No. Did you say Middle Eastern?
Yeah,
he did.
Because I was going to say.
Wow.
Yeah, I wouldn't go full Arab.
Okay. I'm going to go
full
with.
Arab. I'll go half Hamas.
I'm going to go with this. If there was a Tea Party member here, he'd shoot you. Just.
Well, that's. I mean,
yeah
he'd okay. shoot you.
Then
he'd
shoot you.
Shoot Ryan.
No, but you would be first.
The only one that would make it is Hef.
No, he would shoot you
Ryan's
first.
Ryan's the only one that
would be fine.
I can see Ryan go, all right, boys, let's go. Jesus.
About time.
I got you guys.
What
I got to hide
guess?
You.
Oh, you made it.
What?
Godfrey, what's your guess on what Eric is?
I would say Inuit.
Whoa. This motherfucker is Apocalypto.
I just said,
Inuit, 10,000 BC. I'll say, remember that movie?
I'll say, you a Paleolithic motherfucker, ain't you?
You got that on my father's side.
On your father's side.
There was some Neanderthal.
And you got that protozoa type shit in you.
Oh, I'll say black and white.
That would be the simplest
black
explanation.
Black and white and Indian?
But
Indian?
It's like my mom's from Belize.
Right. Oh shit!
Which
is that
like Caribbean?
I know what
Latin
that is.
American. Yeah, my dad's from Honduras,
But I have family from Jamaica. You know, it's
really?
Like that kind of thing. You know, Belize and Jamaica were slave ports.
Did we
so
box,
very...
place, or show this bet? Because
so you're half Honduran, huh?
So yeah, my dad's Honduran.
I'm kind of right.
Wepa.
I said Puerto Rican.
No, but my aunt looks like Oprah. I mean, it just depends. Puerto Rican's not even close to there. You know what I mean?
It's not?
It's in the Caribbean.
No, but they have the same look because after
you'd
there's a certain race.
Yeah, on the East Coast, you'd be Puerto Rican until you started talking.
You'd
and
Egyptian
they'd be like,
too.
He's black.
Yeah, it's just weird.
He could be Egyptian,
but
too.
But, dude, I was listening.
You
I was
could
on,
be Egyptian.
Here's the thing.
I was on the Payaso Comedy Slam, which is a Spanish show.
Right.
I was on Centric's All-Stars, which
right.
is a black Every, show.
Jesus.
I was on Live at Gotham,
wow.
which is a super white show.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know. I'm all workaholics playing, urban character. So
right.
Just whatever they need, man. I'm there.
Right.
Yeah, I've done the big black comedy show. And I've done Latin comedy show.
Except if kids and handicapped people
so
are not going to do
this
the show.
Point,
but.
I think at this point, Ryan is the only pure one here with the Mormon thing. But Bobby, is there a mix with you?
I'm Italian-Irish. With a little French-Canadian, actually. I just found that out last year.
French-Canadian?
Yeah.
Let's see. My grandma from Montreal.
Yeah.
Her husband who gave birth to my mom was all Italian and my dad's side is all Irish. So I'm
wait a minute.
We
might
be in the same clan.
Back up a second. Your grandmother was from Montreal.
So I have some French Canadian in me.
Her son that she gave birth to was Italian.
I met her. So her husband was Italian.
Her husband,
so my mom was half Italian.
Yeah.
And then my dad is just that Irish.
Really?
Hitler wouldn't go to dinner with you either.
You know me?
Only Ryan.
Me and
Ryan.
Me and
only person
and
Hitler
Kelly.
Would go to
we're the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, same
well,
mix.
Not really flattered
we're the
by
same
that.
Mix.
I can see it.
It's a mix. It's a thing.
It's fucking weird too that like I thought you guys would totally back me up with this LeBron thing, but you guys fought me on it. Like I'm the dick. Like,
I don't think.
Maybe it was one of those days.
I haven't had a personal encounter with him, but I haven't seen anything that like I think LeBron gets more bad publicity.
Yeah.
Like a good guy who just gets bad publicity because people have made up their minds that they're not gonna like him.
Yeah, but I wasn't like that. I didn't give.
Well, he's again, a superhero. You have personal experience, so that's
a
different thing.
After the thousandth person that said a little joke and like thought it was cool just to get this one picture, after a thousand people, you're kind of like,
I don't like
hey.
That. You guys as comic,
he's a superhero,
as comic brothers, as like kind of my friends. You know what I mean? You guys are fucking cunts. I mean, I thought you'd bond with me.
I agree with you.
Thank you, Ryan, because you're white. That's why.
Why is why?
Oh shit! I'm sorry. Did I say that? I love him.
LeBron James is LeBron James is
he
the face of basketball. He's
it on purpose.
That large. I think he just caught him on a bat. You know, one of them days.
You
know?
Night he was
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What about Ball White?
I, yeah. Really?
Like it could be a moment.
It could be.
Now you're fucking flipping?
I'm not flipping.
But you think you would have taken the picture just so the hot girls wouldn't think he was a tool? Like, even if he didn't
like
want
to.
Oh, they love
that
they turned down Fat
like
Ball
he was
guy.
Worried about that.
These fucking twats. They were fucking. Oh, cool. You know hot chicks.
Yeah.
You know hot chicks. Vegas hot chicks.
Do you think comics flip like that? Do you think when a comic reaches a certain level?
Yep, I know comics that
weird as shit when you're like.
Well, who are the big ones in our business?
Yeah, but not many.
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock's hard. He's not approachable. He's not approachable.
But I don't
think
you can approach Chris Rock. But he'll tell you to go fuck yourself.
Being a dick as much as he's just a shy, introverted guy who happens to be
Seinfeld,
famous.
For sure.
Okay, but okay,
not
that level.
You can't walk up to him. You can't look him in the eye.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never met him.
Yeah, but here's the thing about Seinfeld.
Tim Allen.
Here's the thing about Seinfeld though that I will. He was a dick to me. Everybody knows that shit. He fucking. But. The one thing that makes sense, he's been that way before he was famous.
Right.
He's been that way from day one. He's been
Which
that guy.
Good. He stayed consistent.
You know what I mean? So if
some guys are just that guy
if
and you know.
If you become that guy, fuck you. But if you're that guy, I'd be like, all
right,
there you go.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like Marc Maron, I love Mark, but he's been that guy
forever
before
yeah.
he became famous.
Yeah.
He used to watch you and go, why does he have to be so loud? And I'd be like, I'm loud too, fucking
Yeah, he
God
always
Tucker.
Did that, yeah.
Yeah,
he would shit on you while you were on stage. Yep. But I'm like, that's Mark, he's a dick. But he stayed that way.
He
yeah.
denied Consist- for his podcast.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Really?
People suggested, and he was like, nah, I don't want him on my podcast.
Why?
Because he likes people in wheelchairs.
Yeah, man. You
got to be consistent. But when you blow up, people are like, Eric Griffith.
Hey.
But that's Marc Maron.
Hey.
He's just a miserable fuck for a long time, and he's still the same. And I like that he's consistent.
It's fucking. It's
are we saying nice things about Marc Maron?
Yeah,
I can't
we
tell.
Are.
Yeah. Look, Marc Maron. Marc Maron's like fucking like curry. Some people don't like it.
Look,
my wife
only,
won't eat it.
In our business, there's only one. Like I say the most unbumpable.
Can I change that joke to sushi?
The one unbumpable comic in our business is Bill Cosby. If he goes into any club, if he wanted to, he could bump anybody. This isn't so.
Yeah, but no, dude. You could. Chris Rock can do that.
Jerry
but
Seinfeld I'm saying if Chris Rock's
that.
In a room and Bill Cosby comes in. Chris Rock's going to have to let Bill Cosby go on stage.
I don't think anymore.
Oh, I
yeah,
don't
he
think.
Would. Yeah.
Yes, yes. He well, still does shows,
just
man.
Just out of respect.
Chris Rock.
Just out
of
respect.
Respect.
Oh, come on. Yeah, he's
out
king.
Of respect.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You
I mean, too. I heard
and
Cosby.
And he's not an asshole.
But
he
I heard,
an asshole?
I heard Cosby. No, I heard Cosby's amazing. If you're a comic, he will fucking hang with you.
I worked for him, remember?
Yeah.
That was 97.
You have to raise your hand.
I worked for him. And he was cool. He's a cool dude.
So?
Real cool dude.
Yeah,
cool
I met
dude.
Him once
but
for a few minutes. He was cool.
I heard he's really cool. Yeah.
He's cool.
But I heard his comedy's getting a little fucked up. He's getting old. Like he's,
well, yeah,
he's
I don't know, man. I saw him last year and he killed.
Yeah, really? Me too.
He
I saw him
killed.
A half,
and I heard he just taped another one and he killed at that one.
What is it called? Not Done Yet or something?
77.
Like
it's gonna called, be in,
it was,
he's going to be in Vegas.
About
he's
two
already
weeks
like.
Ago
how do you think
birthday.
He writes material? So if Cosby's cranking out a new hour every year.
I think he talks to people.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That he'll talk with people.
Yeah.
And then he'll just. And then you give him so much credit for being Cosby.
You know, he's done it a few times, Hef.
Right, but I.
50 years. He can just chat a little bit.
Yeah, but those type of guys, they're so untouchable. They're like, do they sit around and go, hey, I got this bit about, like, I'm taking my wife
no,
to
I
the
think
restaurant.
He just tells
like, how
a
does
story.
That process?
Yeah,
he just tells
it.
A story.
I think
and
he goes
it's
and
funny.
Talks to people. Like, he'll go and, you know, and then my wife, and he has his formula that he drops
his
situations
I
in.
I so wanted you to do a Cosby impression. It was
in the
coming.
Same way.
It was so
way
close.
We
it was
it
so
stage.
Close. He was going to do a Cosby
you
impression.
You almost heard Camille.
Also,
yeah, because
if you imagine.
The Jello Pudding Pops.
Can you imagine your mental shorthand after 50 years of doing comedy? Like, how do I create material? Done. I just did nine minutes. Yeah, yeah, I just did nine minutes. Dennis,
so you're like 3 years away.
I'll tell you this. Dennis Miller doesn't – he writes his hour at a desk in his office. He doesn't go and do it at a club. And someone was like, don't you perform it? He goes, why? I know it's funny. Why do I need these fucks to tell me it's
George
funny?
Lopez, I hear, does something similar because he doesn't want to do his comedy. He feels like someone's going to steal his
jokes.
That's why
those guys sound ranty and it's five minutes before punchline. Sorry, I interrupted.
Sorry. Your real feelings came out. I like that. Tell us more, John. Who else do you hate in the business?
I like
mainstream comedy forever.
Ryan does a podcast like he's praying.
Hallelujah. Hey, Ryan, I guess you're right. You can't get away from it.
What's that?
The religion. You can't get away from it.
Well, I didn't mean it about that. No.
I think it's a little persecution going on.
You're holding the microphone with your hands clasped.
I look like I'm praying.
It's hard to jump in.
And I actually am praying.
Never going to let you up. Actually praying that he can leave. Let you down. Uh-oh, Bobby is back.
Well, take care of it.
Excuse me. Godfrey?
Shut the fuck up.
That's the name of this podcast, by the way.
I got
to name it two, though, because I think I named the last one I did with you.
Okay, suck it up.
So we've decided that LeBron might not LeBron's have been an asshole, dope. And you might have just overstepped.
I think the black people here have.
Oh, here we go. That's you too, Alonzo. See how he turned on
I'm
you?
I'm fine with that.
He's the blackest.
I support LeBron, yeah.
I support LeBron, too.
All right, let's raise hands. We have to add. You can't just take the kid in the wheelchair.
Now, you can't bring up some. We don't even know that. That's true.
What if the kid in the wheelchair
is an asshole? Do we have corroborating evidence
on
this?
There are assholes in wheelchairs, too. Yeah.
What if the kid was like, I don't like you?
He was like, Hey, colored, can you take a photo with me?
Right. Colored.
It was Donald
Sterling. I switched it up at the last second.
That kid could have been from Cleveland in like 2 years ago.
Yeah, he could burn his jersey.
Exactly.
That's right.
Now, let's take a vote. Who thinks I was fucking too sensitive?
I think you were too sensitive.
Jarek, you do?
I think you were too sensitive.
Okay, yeah. We got all the black, all the people of color, of course. Wow. Ooh, surprise. Sides with the fucking basketball guy. Ryan?
I'm on your side.
Thank you, Ryan.
If I'm
that's
black
it.
Or white,
that's it. That's
your side.
Okay, thank you very much.
I would have taken the picture. If I was LeBron, I would have said, maybe it's a little annoying, but I'll take it just because.
Because I took the picture of you with the three hot chicks.
Yeah.
The three white hot chicks. I took the picture of the three. For
the
you,
picture.
You motherfucker. Three hot chicks. So I got one black vote. I got two white votes. I got one black vote.
But
sure.
He's George Bush over here right now, just trying to get some of the black vote.
That's nice.
He's a senator from Mississippi.
So I took the picture.
You took the picture for the chicks, not for
no,
him.
No, I didn't. I took it for them.
But did they ask
the
you
girls,
to take the picture? Did you volunteer?
No, they said, excuse me, can you please take the picture? Absolutely, guys.
But wait, who asked you, the girls or LeBron?
The girls. Well, they were looking around and they
so you
the
did
girls
it for the girls.
Yeah, wait,
you
made yourself available.
I was there. What am
wait,
I going to
do? Sure. Let me ask you this. Hold on.
That's even better.
Wait. Yeah, let me ask you this.
Ryan.
Let me ask you this.
Please, put
when
that
you saw
down.
This happening, when you saw it happening, in your mind you thought, ooh, I should take this picture because then I can get a picture with him.
I'm going to be honest with you, Eric.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be honest with you. All right?
Uh-huh.
Your mouth is mesmerizing.
Jesus Christ. Gold microphone
you should
here.
Be on Sesame Street with that mouth.
See how he's diverting right now?
5, 6, 7, 11, 10.
No.
I'll be honest with you.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I'll be honest with you. You ready?
Uh-huh. Count it up.
I didn't think shit. I didn't think at all. But when they handed me the camera, I was like, oh, because I'm not a photo guy. Listen, I'm with Norton, and Norton is a fucking psychopath with photos, okay? It just doesn't matter. I gotta get a photo. He'll wait. He doesn't care if he gets embarrassed or shamed.
Oh, wow.
He does. I don't give a fuck. I was at UFC. I met every single fighter. I had a VIP to the back green room. I didn't really get that many photos, but at the last second, I went, oh, shit, let me, this would be cool. I'm taking one of them. Maybe they'll just quickly, it's an iPhone, you know, take. Yeah.
I went in the Clippers locker room.
Yeah, and you sucked to his cock. I blew the team.
Blake Griffin has a very big dick. No. And Chris Paul was right there.
Oh, yeah.
And he very, see, I can tell when somebody's unapproachable. So right. I didn't feel like yeah. I could walk over and be like, yo, Chris, love your game. I always felt like
but
I was
in
intruding.
A locker room, too.
No, but even yeah. still, I'm intruding on their thing. Out. I didn't want to be like, yo, but, the, you know, we were there. To,
I can tell, too, though. And I know that's a
but
good point.
But Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan, they're fans of Workaholics. So it was right. very much like, yo, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But
you make a good point, dude. But I felt I'm good at that, too. And I felt like, oh, shit.
You felt like LeBron James was approachable.
For that second, yeah. I was like, oh, hey, can you take a picture of a fat bald guy? I didn't even say white either because I said white just about. But I remember I said a fat ball guy just kind of being self. Like, these are three hot chicks. I get it. But yeah. Could you take one with me too? You know what I mean? Like, I'll make you laugh.
I'll say this in Bobby's defense.
Thank you.
That Bobby wouldn't do it. Like, Bobby's not, I'll take your picture, but I expect a picture from
yes.
me. Bobby wouldn't. He's not no that guy.
Right. No. I know, but in that moment, you became that guy.
He wouldn't be that guy.
But to show you that, another example.
No, wait. Let him.
No, Eric got him.
It's too
you became that guy.
LeBron he did James. Blush.
Here's
I was
thing.
Backing you up.
Oh, anytime a white guy goes, here's the thing.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But they've lost that argument.
Here's the thing.
And then I got a thing after your thing.
What I'm saying is I might have became that guy to him, mm-hmm. but I wasn't that guy to me. Like, I know when I fuck up. Like, I'm like, oof.
Listen, you don't want to kill somebody.
Yeah.
But in the moment, if you kill them, you're now a killer. You understand?
That's not true.
You became a killer.
I'm white. That's not true.
What are you talking about? Most serial killers are white.
No, Eric, they do have a different justice system.
We do.
So
we do. Really, Eric. Come on.
Honestly.
Here's another superstar handling it differently than that. I was in Los Angeles.
Name drop again over here?
15 years ago.
Who do you know this time?
Okay. I'm at a bar. Yeah. Talking to a girl, and she goes, are you not paying attention?
Was this girl your wife?
No. This was 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah. Gotta add some years. Right. Sure.
Just in case she's
so
listening.
I look over at the bar, and not. I go, this Barry Sanders is sitting over there. And she goes, who? I go, Barry Sanders. She goes, I don't know who he is. I go, played for the Lions. I just moved from Detroit to Los Angeles. She goes, do you want a picture with him? And I go, I'm not going over to Barry Sanders. Are you kidding me?
Right.
She leaves.
Right.
Barry Sanders comes over to me.
Wow.
And she goes, I just went and asked him if he'll take a picture, and he totally will. He goes, how are you, Barry? I go, John Heffron. Took a picture with me. He goes, nice meeting you, man. Talked for like maybe 10 seconds. Like, hey, you're from Detroit. That's cool.
Yeah.
Walked away.
Right.
Barry Sanders.
Right.
Walked
Sanders,
over.
Damn it.
Okay.
That's another way you can handle it.
Different environment, though.
What the fuck does that mean?
The fight's going on.
I mean, LeBron
terrible.
James should have taken a picture.
Thank
with you.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's capable of doing.
I'm saying this.
And
LeBron
being...
James could have taken the picture. I agree.
I'm
but he also didn't have to.
I'm gonna tell
Why?
You, this is the difference,
because
right?
He could have handled
the difference
it
right
he
now.
Been nicer.
Right now, at this moment,
you still would have thought
LeBron
he was a dick.
James is not talking about not taking a picture with Bobby Kelly.
No, what if he
that's
is?
That's how it works.
He could be. He could be doing a podcast.
He could have been like, can you believe this fat bald dude?
How funny would it be if he's a big fan of my podcast? He's like, oh, shit, I fucked Bobby. Awesome. That was Bobby.
I didn't know you were that, Bobby.
Hey, buddy. Angelo Sarukas is here, everybody. You guys know Sarukas?
I don't know Angelo. Hi, buddy. How are you?
Angelo,
Robert Kelly.
Robert
nice
Kelly.
To meet you, man. I'm sorry.
Funny Greek comic.
That don't mean shit.
This guy's from Montreal.
How are you, man?
His family lives here.
Last night when we were looking for
in
a place
numerous
to
movies,
eat, if Angelo was here...
Really?
No. We were looking for a place to eat last night. If you were around, we'd have had no problem.
Shit. Be careful.
I could have given you eight places.
Yeah.
Can you not ask us to take a picture, please?
Angelo, do you want Bobby's picture?
Angelo, you want a picture with Bobby Kelly?
Do you want
a picture
can Bobby
with Bobby
take a picture
Kelly?
With you?
Come on,
as
after
a
the
of
HBO
fact,
show.
Angelo, I'd advise you to take a picture with Bobby Kelly because there'll be another podcast tomorrow. And if you don't take this picture.
Didn't you have a moment where a lot of people wanted to take pictures with you all the time? Did you take every single picture?
Yes.
Wait a minute. You're asking. Huh? Wait, you're doing a whole shitty new argument.
Yeah,
a lot of people. Two, motherfucker. Two.
It
wasn't a line. We're in a VIP section. Three hot white bitches. Three hot. First of all, I'm the fan. I'm the fan.
They're all fans.
These bitches, they don't know basketball. They don't know fucking bad. They think they score goals.
I think this is more about the hot chicks than it is LeBron James.
There's five conversations going on right now.
I'm sorry.
Godfrey.
What's your name
Godfrey's
again?
Godfrey's having a conversation.
Angelo.
Can you give Angelo the mic for one second? Angelo, I want to ask you a question. I'm at the UFC fights in the VIP section.
Okay.
Is that a ring on your pinky?
That's my ring, yeah.
Okay, that's crazy.
Thanks,
okay. Okay, here you go. Ready?
Ready.
In the VIP section, row two. Row one, three hot white chicks. Vegas fucking white chicks. Okay. They suck somebody's dick to get in that front. Or gonna suck somebody's dick to get that, those seats. Whatever, right? Yeah, they're not fight fans. They don't even know who the fuck's on the card. They don't even give a fuck. They're on their phones the whole fucking thing, right?
Right.
Anyways,
look. Anger towards the white chicks, you understand? Point that out.
You're swaying the jury.
Hang on, let me. Then, so then LeBron comes over in between fights, right? And they go, excuse me, can you take a photo of us? And he's all smiles and fucking cool and approachable with the. I go, absolutely, and I take a couple photos and I give him the phone. Right, I go, hey LeBron, can you take a picture with a fat white dude? Is that cool? Because it was three hot white chicks.
Sure.
Fat white.
Funny.
He literally looked me up and down. That's my thing. And he looked me up and down, like, and he walked away.
He's a dick.
Thank you. He's fuck you, Eric.
I mean, he took the photo of him and the three chicks.
Okay. Yep. This is jury tampering.
Pick the
right
mic
here.
Up to your mouth. Hold it right up to your mouth. Okay.
This is jury tampering. You can't bring over another fat white guy.
Hang on. One at a time.
Here it is. If the guy asked, hey, would you take a picture of me and the three whores? He said, sure. So all he's saying to him now is, look, man, hey, LeBron, like, I'm a fan, fat white guy, whatever. Can you mind if I take a picture? It blows him off.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
That's not cool.
Maybe it's not cool, but I think that...
Because you're a dick at Angela, heart.
Hold on. You see a kid in a wheelchair at the airport.
Yeah. Right?
You just blow him off like, fuck him?
No.
See, Eric?
I never did this.
No,
always.
I wouldn't do that. That's it. We're talking about Eric, though. No, I'm kidding.
But seriously, what did it take him for 1 second to take the picture with Robert?
Right.
And then this is what happens. The other people in the VIP area.
We can't.
Go,
right.
They go, hey, can we take a picture too? Because you did with the fat white guy.
Hold on.
And
then the Indian guy on the other side is like, hey.
Why got to be white? Why are we
going to there was no Indians in fucking VIP. This wasn't a Russell Peters.
No, there would be. Because it's tech support.
I love Russell.
But here's the deal. LeBron approached first, said, hey, can you take a picture with
girls
us? The girls
approached
okay,
him.
So he saw
well, he,
him.
No. He came over to the girls.
Right. Because they said, hey, LeBron, come over.
Well, whatever the fuck they did, but right. He came to them. They didn't go to him. He came over from over there to us. You understand?
These girls were super hot, right?
They were all right.
If they called you over when you came over, you would have came over reluctantly, but you would have came over. What do these whores want?
I would not have done that. I'm not
like
that.
We don't know they're whores.
You lying.
Well, you identified them as whores.
You went on and on about how they're whores.
I didn't say whores.
Hey, Lonzo.
Angelo, you did, in fact, identify them as whores.
Would it kill him to take one picture with
him? Hey, man, I don't blame the guy for not. It wouldn't kill him, but I don't blame him for not doing it.
That's what I said. Wait a second, Lonzo. I took the photo, though. I took one of you.
Hang on.
This is part of your fucking success, dude. This is part of it. Now, you're not out with the fucking, like, 1,000 people. Maybe one or two people may ask you for a photo in the VI fucking P section. Because you didn't know me or I wasn't famous enough for you, right? Just said fucking whatever.
Well, I think in the VIP section, you would think for one night I don't have to deal with this.
But the real issue here,
hot whores don't count. They're in a whole nother. They're the underground railroad for hot whores. They were probably tens. You don't see tens all
Brian,
the time.
Brian, are you still with me?
Brian, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Ryan,
are you still
Ryan
with me?
Ryan has been asleep for 3 days.
I'm
going
to go
second.
To bed. I'm going to leave you with one thing. What if you were a fat white chick? What if you had taken the picture?
Bam. What do you say
to
that?
What do you think of that?
If she was in a wheelchair, you take that picture.
And she has a UNICEF shirt on.
You never take that picture. Are you kidding?
See,
first of all, fat white girls would never be in the VIP area.
Nice to see you, buddy. I see you around.
Hey, nice to meet you, buddy. I'll see you later, man.
Okay, first of all.
Thanks a lot. So you're on my side, right?
I'm on your side.
So I got 1, 2, 3.
Why am I not surprised that he's on your side?
What the fuck, man? What does that mean?
That's right.
He's a fat white guy. Come on.
That's, you know what? You're racist, dude. You're racist.
Racist.
You're racist.
Let me tell you this. If there was a fat...
You're racist.
If there was a fat white girl in the VIP section, he would take the picture.
Yeah.
Can I make my point?
There's five conversations going on right now.
If a fat white woman's in the VIP
section... I love that Godfrey's blood sugar went down.
She... We get that picture with LeBron.
Stupid bond.
Yeah, go ahead, Eric.
If she's a fat white girl in VIP,
yes.
She obviously is probably the owner of the building.
Not the UFC.
Something.
Right.
You know,
the
she's
building.
Got,
fat white bitch owns a
something.
Building.
Hey, that's the only reason why she would be in there.
This scenario is tired.
God dang it, LeBron! I'm still a LeBron fan. He was an asshole for doing that to you.
Okay, so you're on my side.
Yes, he should have given you
one, two, you know three,
why?
Four.
You know why? Because he could have. It could have been a quick one. Like I helped you take the picture. Hey, can I get one real quick?
Right,
bam!
Right,
and then I'm out.
Because you know,
that scenario
for a guy like me,
man code, right?
A bald guy. A bald guy. Hang on one second. Listen to me, Eric. Uh-huh. A bald guy with tattoos like me. You look at me, and if I go, hey man. You know, if for me to go, hey bro, can you take one with me too? That takes a lot for because I'm a guy like me.
Yeah,
but I'm not a dude with the Cleveland shirt on. I'm not a fucking hey, what's up, man? I go, hey, do you know I'm subtle. Hey man, do you mind real quick?
Maybe you didn't think you were a big enough fan.
Okay, let me tell you. I went to the Warped Tour. You guys know what that is?
Yeah. Nope. I Randall Island.
I don't know what it is. Explain what it is.
The Warped Tour is that it's like
metal.
It's a alternative rock.
Alternative rock and stuff. Yeah.
For young bands that are just coming up, and it's like a lot of young kids there.
Right.
And I went, and it was
young
like
kids.
A lot of Workaholics fans. Look at this guy.
I fucking love Hef though.
I was doing a show. I went up and just did. It was weird because there's like a heavy metal over here going.
Hang on one second. You do not fucking chew. On this show, put the mic down if you're gonna eat. Right. You can hear it. Learn how to do radio, man. Whoa. You can't chew into a fucking microphone. Whoa. Just hold it down. Are you that hungry? Where'd you get snacks? Whoa. Fucking hungry.
He brought them.
Wish I got food. Go ahead, Eric.
So, you know, I'm walking around, and then it's a lot of Workaholics fans. And it turned into a situation because it was like one kid was like, "Can I take a picture?" And I was like, "Sure," because I never say no.
Right.
You know, sure.
Unless they're in a wheelchair.
Well, that's totally different.
Yeah. Or a fat white chick.
Or a bald fat white guy, actually. but then it turned into like there was a line forming. Right. And it was like this would never end, you know?
Right.
Well, the other thing was there was a band playing near this tent that I was at. Uh-huh. And it's turned into like everybody's turning away from this guy. And I was like, I'm taking away from this guy's thing, you know? And then, I found a way to be like, all right, you know. After I got out of there because I was like, it was going to turn into like, I would be there all day doing that.
Yeah, but
I read about that on Facebook under Eric Griffin's a dick. I think there
here
was,
we go.
It was like, no, it was a page. It was a page from some music festival, and I was like, I know him. He's not like that.
Dude, when
listen,
I used to
I'm
do
it, very
listen.
Gracious. I take, like I said, I've never said no. To somebody asking for a picture.
Dude, I used to do that fucking Dane. When I did the Dane Cook, that big, huge tour, and we're doing arenas with 15 to 20,000 people, I would go sell my CD after the show in the booth. So I'd walk out, and believe me, dude, there'd be, can we? And I'd sit there, and I fucking signed every fucking autograph. Mm-hmm. I signed every goddamn, I took every goddamn picture with everybody.
That's the venue for that, though. I'm talking about.
You wanted to go and enjoy your life, but did you take a couple?
No, I took hundreds of pictures.
Okay, so you did do it.
Yeah, I did it.
Okay, so you weren't a dick.
I wasn't a dick.
And that's 100 people saying we met the guy and it was cool as shit.
But I know there was still a few that probably
but here's
wanted
the deal.
To and I didn't.
If
like,
you
I
were
had
in,
to leave,
if you were in the VIP section, do you think that would have happened? Answer me honestly. If you're in the VIP section with other VIPs where
I'm not
people
super
can
famous.
Go. Right. If you were there.
He's meta famous.
If you were there. And they you think people would fucking ask for your photo?
It depends if they're fans of the show. Their kids are fans of the show. Look, I walked up to Roseanne Barr after doing a show, and I said, hey, I'm about to ask her to take a picture. And she says to me, can I take a picture with you?
Right.
My son loves your show.
Right.
You know, and I was like, whoa. Right. You know, that kind of stuff happens. It could have been, what if LeBron James, he could have been a fan of yours. You know, it could be someone else that's like, hey, I know you from whatever, and they want to take a picture.
Overwhelmed with what? That wasn't an
overwhelmed.
It wasn't an overwhelmed face. He looked like if I was like overwhelmed, like I was gonna sit on him.
I would love to see the reenactment of this, and it turns out that you were actually a dick.
All right, let's do it right now.
You know,
you be LeBron. You're the hot chick.
Yeah.
No, you be LeBron.
We're the three hot chicks. There's LeBron.
All right. Okay. And you judge. Ready? You're LeBron.
Yeah.
All right. So be the three hot chicks. Walk
hey,
over.
Hey, LeBron. Can
what
you
up?
Come over, take
hey,
a
I'm a whore. I'm Whoa. A whore.
Whore, whore, whore. All right.
Hang on. I want to hear Ryan's girl.
Hi, LeBron.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, stuck up in this.
Literally made my dick go inside my body.
And then the girl's like, we need to find somebody to take a picture.
As a judge, I have to say, as soon as LeBron hears that voice, one picture's enough.
That's probably what it was.
All right, so three hot chicks. Go ahead.
Yeah.
We need to find someone to take a picture. How about that slubby guy? Let's ask him if he'll take a picture.
I'm sorry. What'd you just call me, bitch? I'll fucking cut your throat, you fucking cunt. I'll pay for you and then rape you and kill you.
This is why you never get fucked.
Who's fighting? I don't even know who's fighting at this thing. This is
so.
I just got my tickets. I think the guy just wants me to.
Is that LeBron?
Do blow and stuff.
I
don't. I'm not gonna do cocaine tonight. I just decided.
He's coming over this way. He's
not gonna do cocaine until Saturday. Like I don't need to do it the second I get in Vegas. Then I have a
shut up, Jonathan.
Hey, ladies, you want a picture?
Yeah, take a picture with us. We have to find somebody to take the picture.
All right. I don't know why you all doing it in the front.
Ask that guy. Ask that big, the fat guy.
Really be in
do you think he has cocaine? Do you think just ask him to take a picture? Then when LeBron.
Hey, what's up? What do you guys need?
Can you will you take a picture?
I'd love to.
Do you have cocaine?
Absolutely. No, I don't have cocaine. Absolutely. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah. We're ready.
All right, here we go.
Cocaine.
Smile. Hey, what's up? All right, cool. Here's your phone, girls.
I like that.
Hey, LeBron, what's up, man? You mind? Can you take a photo real quick with fat white guy? Is that cool?
Out. Peace, hoes.
I'm sure you weren't that gracious.
I was.
You didn't have a little bit of tude.
As a judge on this,
what the fuck tude would I have?
Why did LeBron sound like LeBron's grandfather?
To radio. He's doing the Lake Wobegon
hey,
thing.
Hey, ladies. Welcome to the mixer.
I still say that you have the celebrity right to take pictures with hot chicks and walk away from a guy. Yeah, you may be an asshole for doing it, but right. You have the right to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, but look at what I'm saying. Yeah. Look at that. We're not talking about it. I'm not bringing up his rights as a fucking American. I'm saying he was a dick. And you're saying he's not a dick.
That was a dick move, I think.
Dick move.
And I'm a LeBron fan.
And I'm saying it's an understandable dick move.
No, it is not.
I think it is.
No, it is not.
He's in the VIP. What's the,
what does that
he gets
mean?
Harassed.
What does that mean?
Because
hold everyone, Ryan's
he
talking.
Goes. I know. It's like,
the my mute is talking.
I like the act out because I actually smiled for the photo. That was my favorite part. This is why I never talk on podcasts.
Why?
Because I talk and then it's dead. Look
smiled
at
too. I posed. What are we doing? This is crazy.
I thought that was funny. Stop judging.
And I pushed up my breasts and everything. You know
guys, everybody, Ryan's trying to talk, and then everyone else is trying to talk, which is only going to teach him not to talk more. So we have to make this a safe environment when he talks, then we listen, and then that encourages him to continue to talk.
I said everything.
You sound like Howie Mandel.
I've always gone there.
Oh, my fucking God. I just
are
fucking.
Are we doing deals now? You're going to be like, let's go to the.
Well, he just created a safe environment.
I really did. I was just, Christ, you sound
16,000.
I was
you
just listening.
Take that deal, Ryan?
Listen, what I'm saying, Ryan, you stop judging yourself. What? You said, let us judge you. Don't steal it from us.
This is what we do.
Yeah, this is what
we're
we
judgmental.
Do.
Judgmental.
Yes.
Out of all the podcasts you've done, Ryan, what have you really wanted to say? Is there something that in past that you haven't been able to get out? Because I want this environment to be safe. I want you to say what you've been wanting to say.
I don't have
even if it's a conversation that happened on you and Gary Goldman.
Godfrey just
shut the fuck up, John.
Godfrey just said shut the fuck up. Holy shit.
Somebody doesn't know the improv rule of saying yes instead of no. All right, so
let Ryan.
Can I just say something? Godfrey just fell asleep right now. I woke him up.
Shit was boring me. I was on your side. LeBron. I'm still a LeBron fan. He was wrong for that. That was
thank
whack.
You.
That was some whack shit. It was some old like, oh, really?
I don't think it was whack.
What?
I don't think it was 1984.
You know what, man? I hope
Ryan was so close to saying something. We almost had a story out
let's
of Ryan.
Let's make it safe once again. Go ahead, Ryan.
I don't have a story.
Ryan.
I think that whole act out was pointless.
Hit. Go.
You what?
I think the act out was pointless. Didn't help me make a decision at all. I think this topic, I think we've all stated our opinions.
Ryan, what keeps you up at night? What do you worry about most?
First of all, I only had you on my side at the beginning. And then I got Hef. Then I got Godfrey to swing.
Okay.
And I think I could get Alonzo if we keep going.
If we do this for another.
I don't think so.
You won't get me.
I'm not.
I won't get you because you know what? You hate white people.
No, you know I don't hate white people, but. I'm going with LeBron.
You have contempt for white people.
Not at all.
You have no contempt.
Bobby,
I do.
Me and Bobby got a long history. We straightened out our racial differences.
Oh my God!
Right,
I know.
It was a point of.
Well, we I called him a brownie once.
A brownie?
Yeah, I fucked up.
And I was so confused.
So you have that on your face, and I think LeBron read that.
No, Eric, that's bullshit.
Eric, I was so confused.
LeBron read racism on your face.
I was so confused by that vague racial slur that I just let it go, and we became fast friends.
Well, because we were...
I stopped in my tracks and laughed my ass. You can't get mad at that.
Yeah, that doesn't even make sense.
You just start laughing. You're like,
it's
okay,
like calling him
good.
A marshmallow. You know what I mean? You marshmallow.
Well, we're improvising and we're calling each other's names, and I was, you know, the name that came in my head, and I was like, don't say that, and I just said brownie. And he was like, did you just call me a fucking brownie, motherfucker? And I was like, oops.
Yeah, we hit it off.
Yeah, the little girls before the Girl Scouts are brownies. That's nothing to do with race at all.
Listen, man, it's weird because I didn't know you were on that show because I've never seen it. So, but I've known you as a comic, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? But I think comics, we're more, because we come from nowhere, you know, like, look, if you're a prince and become a king, like I said to you tonight, Godfrey, it's easy. But if you're a piece of shit and become a king, you respect being a king a lot more. You know what I'm saying? And I think all of us were pieces of shit. None of us became, was a prince that became a king. We won a war and a battle after battle to become what we are. So when you took pictures with hundreds of people because you know what the fuck, oh my God, this is amazing.
I also did it because you have to enjoy it because you never know, you don't know
when
how
it's
going to
be
gonna
gone.
Last.
Yeah,
it's going to leave. Yeah. So I don't notice it. I don't like, I don't try to look for it because I know a bunch of my comic friends who have been on things and now it's like not as, it's not going well.
Did you not point at me? We're talking rude.
He was
a little rude that he looked right at me. There's four guys here. First time you've looked
at
me.
None
all
of
night.
Us have made it yet.
Okay. In that,
and I'm just saying. But, and then you, they're searching for it again.
But
you know?
Bobby, in that same vein, you got to if you're going to look at it that way, you got to look at LeBron. Like he's been doing this since he was what, 15?
Yeah.
Like you get tired at a certain point.
That's my point. Or you get tired, or you learn how to fucking deal with shit. Well,
no, but have you ever seen him in public? If you see him in public, it's not, people aren't, they don't go, hey, can you take a, they are in his face with their cameras and they're just like,
I get
wake
it.
Up, Godfrey.
I get
I'm
it.
Waking up.
Listen, man, let
and
me
they're
go
just
to
very
sleep.
Rude, very, people think they own you. It's a very weird.
What we're trying to
and
say
on
is
that
most
level,
alternative comics are sissies. No, we're not.
Aren't they giving a lot of alternative comics like shows quickly nowadays now?
You know what that is?
They're getting shows quick.
I'll tell you what that is.
I know some comics, they're on like
nerds
two or three
shows at the same
quick
time.
Right turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You said that about people. Like, that's a funny thing in our business, especially for comedians. I don't think they go through this. I think that actors always can go and get a part somewhere and audition and maybe do a play. And
no, that's not true. I've seen people on shows. Well, I've seen people on shows, and I go to commercial auditions, and I see a dude like, wow, you were just on that The Shield, or you were just on whatever.
Okay, but that's why. That's my point, though.
What are you doing here?
Eric, that's my point. My point is they're used to the up and down. Comics, you go from open micer to middler to a headliner. You're headlining, and then you usually get your break, and you become famous, okay? But to go from selling out rooms and having making that money to fucking nothing, to going to a show and it ain't full, and nobody knows who the fuck you are anymore, I mean, there's not that
I can
live.
Tell you the weekend that happened.
Yeah.
But, right, no, I mean, seriously, how bad did that fuck
you
up?
But here's the difference. This is the difference between...
That happened to me too, man.
This is the difference between comics and actors. They take themselves seriously. You will almost never hear a comic talking about working on his craft or I'm developing my art. Comics are like, we're comics. And famous comics...
The artsy fartsy comics,
famous
too.
Comics are still... Yeah, but
there's a whole crew that all saying that they're
I'm
like,
not
it's
counting
the art of it.
Are they fading?
You're pandering to the crowd.
I'm
you
talking
mean,
about,
you mean I'm getting the crowd to laugh who paid to
I'm talking
laugh,
about the comics that you're talking about, Bobby. The sitcom, famous comics, the ones who do the movies. Just about all of them I've met are still comics. One of the funniest things to me, similar to what you were talking about with Roseanne, when I met Ray Romano... He knew who I was. And I was like, wait a minute, this is backwards.
Yeah.
This is bad. But he was just the most cool, easygoing, whereas with actors, They believe that shit. When a lot of these actors, you know, when they become famous, they've got a publicist and an agent and a this and a that. People just telling them how important they are and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And nobody has it worse than actresses, right? All these young, hot chicks, like, you're done at 28. Like, at 28, you're like, okay, you could play a mom, but we got a 21-year-old who's hot.
Yeah, but look, but I'm talking about, listen, I get that. But
a fight taking pictures with LeBron.
But an actor, an actor can always, they go to the auditions, they go to the theater, they write their own thing, they do commercials. A comic, look at our day job, we're not waiters, right? We can't go back to waiting tables. An actor can go back to waiting tables or get a day job and still audition. We can't. You know what I mean? A comedy is our day job. So you got to go back to... And be faced with your fucking reality. So when you go back to the improv, wherever the fuck you are, and it's empty.
Yeah.
But that and they want to pay you a fucking $1,500 to do six shows. It's like shit.
No, murder. You can't.
Right? How long have you had success and fame?
It's a short time. 2010, I got on the show.
Right.
And then you
that's
know,
a good run. That's 4 years. Yeah, we mean a short
run to
time.
Season five. Well, that's a right. short run. You
it's
know
a
what
good
mean?
Run
I'm not
on a TV
I'm
show.
Still struggling out there
on a TV
to
show, 4 years
shows.
Is a right. great run.
But who
I'm
doesn't?
Basic cable
though. Everybody.
Basic
does.
Cable. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Well, but I'm sure. But I'm saying like after the at the height of Last Comic Standing, when you guys were going out on the road,
that was a good week, wasn't it, Hef?
Yeah. Like a little while, right?
That was a great week. I remember that week.
I mean, was it like, you know, was it like 10,000 a week weekends and stuff like that at the time?
Dude, after Tourgasm, I was having fucking 20.
Yeah.
Dude, 20,000. I got a check for 20 fucking grand for a weekend. I'm talking a Friday, Saturday.
See, it's just colleges are where they're really good, but the clubs are still they're not.
Dude,
doing
you get a door,
right.
You get a door deal with a club when you're famous. Here's you got some heat, yeah. And you're selling tickets. Yeah. You get a door deal. You're walking out with some fucking money.
Yeah,
that's why they. That's why when you're not famous, they're fucking you in the fucking asshole.
Here's a tough mental thing.
And that's why when you become famous, you get paid. It's like you're getting your back pay.
But you also get
and that's why Eddie Griffith orders a new pair of Air Force Ones every show. And they told me, they said, you know what Eddie Griffith did?
Yeah.
He ordered a new pair of Air Force Ones. I said, did you get them? He said, oh, yeah, we did. I said, aha. I laughed. They said, well, why are you laughing? I said, because he remembers all the times you shit on him. Yeah. And this is just fucking payback. And you heard about the green M&M shit, right?
Mm-hmm. What's Martin that? Lawrence, say
Martin
that again.
Lawrence said, I want only green M&Ms in my bowl, blah, 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 blah. And people hated Martin Lawrence for saying that. And he goes, this is the reason why I do it. I want to make sure they're paying attention to the fucking contract.
Yeah.
You know, that was so Van Halen.
What?
Van Halen did
was
that.
Did Martin
Lawrence. What, Van Halen
said,
did that.
Was Van Halen? Well, he just said he hopes that they're paying attention to the contract.
Yeah, actually, it wasn't Van. It was Frank Sinatra.
It wasn't. It was Charlie Chaplin.
It was Beethoven. It was Beethoven.
Actually, Jesus Christ.
God. God. God said it. God said it. The universe. How about God? God said it.
Yeah. No, but
the Romans own
Infinity said it. Infinity
said it. I think you should have like, you always had this dream of having two riders. You have you fucked me when I was coming up, Ryder, and you have the, I like how you treated me when you was coming up,
to Ryder. Explain what people, to explain riders. People listening, a Ryder, most comics, we all have it, where it says, look, I want a king bed, I want a hotel, a nice four-star hotel at least, I want, you know, M&Ms, and I want candles, and Gatorade, and pizza, and a dressing room. I have a Ryder, I have a college Ryder.
Yeah.
It says deli meats. You know what I mean? But sometimes you show up at a club that's...
Why am I not surprised? Just deli meats.
That should be your new fucking special.
Yeah, deli meats.
Deli meats.
That's his black comedy nickname. No, deli meat.
You ever get up for deli meats?
So they want a honey-baked ham and a Thanksgiving dinner.
So...
it's a nice hearty laugh. Jesus.
So I'm going to start doing that. I want a Thanksgiving dinner, please.
But I mean, what's your writer? What does your writer say, Eric?
I have a very short. It's just
what does it say?
You know what my writer says?
What is it?
That my show has to be multicultural. If they are going to be African American, I have to make sure that they're different and they're not doing that BET bullshit. And I have Coke Zeros in the room, stuff like that.
Talking to the mic, dum-dum.
You can always change. You can always change. your writer anytime you want to, but I have like a certain type of way I want my show to be,
right?
Just to avoid like joke thievery and shit like that.
I got I have three for different. I used to have food, but then
what is it for clubs?
I don't think I've ever had a writer like used at a club.
Really?
Yeah, nobody. Okay. But I do a lot of I probably do more corporate events than clubs.
Okay.
So that rider, it just so I don't ask for food or stuff because they buy a bunch of stuff that I never eat.
Right.
I ask for a few protein bars that I end up just throwing in my computer bag.
Right.
Water.
So you're a hoarder.
And then I have and then I have a voice of God has to introduce me. Like I have a way I want to be introduced, just because in so many different scenarios they introduce you wrong. So
okay.
Just so there's no this happened.
Number
so,
two.
So you're
Garrett
not some
cheater.
Yeah.
Number
that's
two.
It. But Garrett I also learned cheater. Like I did a tour with Charlie Murphy and he would get all this stuff. And he would throw it like in a bag, and I was like, "They went grocery shopping."
He gets a box of Newports.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you know what his rider? You know what his rider is? Yeah. I'm Eddie Murphy's brother.
Yeah, no. Some guys
do your job.
What, Alonzo, what is yours?
Mine is what you said: king bed, hotel room.
Yeah.
Shit, you supposed
on
to get
hotel? And, no, I mean a nice,
air. I
a
want
nice
air.
Hotel room. A nice hotel room.
I want a mattress when I do, outside.
When I do colleges, I want a shirt from the school.
Right.
Real coffee, not the backstage stuff like coffee shop. Some coffee shop, and that's about it.
I was on a flight with this woman who was reading.
Oh, and I have to fly in a private jet.
Yeah, bullshit.
She was reading from.
You don't work a lot, huh? I'm sorry. Yes, ahead,
she was reading from like People Magazine had a bunch of writers from really famous people.
Right.
And the woman was just talking, and she goes, "Oh, these stars, blah blah blah."
Right.
And she goes, "Look at Lady. I forgot who it was. Lady Gaga or some singer." Goes in her rider, it has it that her limo driver is not allowed to talk to her, and she was like, "Can you believe that?" And in my brain, I was like, that would be awesome, just because it's usually like 4 o'clock in the morning, yeah, or the guy right. picks you up and yeah. he's been, you know, noon. Awake since noon, yeah. and you don't want to be a tool, but you're like, yeah. man,
dude,
I would just like
I
to
got
sleep.
A story for you.
But that would be great, you know what I mean? So then you go, well, from my angle, I see why they would put right. some of it's crazy. Right. I did a thing with Diana Ross, and she had the everyone said when she comes, she's going to come through the thing. You have to either step into this closet and close the door, or don't talk to her, or don't look at her. So she had the no eye rule.
Yeah.
Which I think is crazy.
Fuck. But I pull up, yeah, no eye rule is crazy, but LeBron fucking me. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, no, come on.
Go ahead.
At least you would have known if LeBron had a no eye rule, because he would have said to everybody,
I'm going
to
wear a rider on my t-shirt so people can see it.
Brian, what was your rider?
You couldn't look back at him.
I don't have a rider.
A Bible.
Like
what was your, you have, yeah, you have nothing?
No.
Magic underwear?
A little boy with a candle?
No, I don't really have it. It goes gig to gig. I just want it to go right.
Really?
Whatever it takes.
That's crazy. Yeah.
What was your story, Eric?
Well, I got to a city, yeah. and the limo driver, it says, I'm getting a thing, it says Griffin on the thing. And I walk up to the guy, I'm like, I'm Griffin. And he looks at me up and down and goes, you're not Eddie Griffin. And then the whole ride, he's telling me how disappointed he was that it wasn't Eddie Griffin.
Yeah. Oh, that's like that Michael Jordan commercial.
You know, so I was like, I get you, because I had a point. I was like, hey, sometimes you want to go, can you shut the fuck up? Because I just want to sit here.
Yeah, you know what?
I just got off a plane. It's a 6-hour flight.
I'll tell
or
you something.
And you just go,
try having R. Kelly in Vegas. Uh-oh. Every time I show up, R. Kelly, and the guy literally has a smile on his face looking at the escalator.
My mind's telling me no.
And
but my body.
He's like a
is
fucking,
that the remix to Ignition?
Body.
Fucking Garvey's like an echo to you. Yeah, I fucking, and I'm like, oh, it's me. And they're like, oh, fuck you. But here's what you do.
Well,
I, headphones.
Hilarious.
Headphones.
Robert Kelly, I get
absolutely.
It. Headphones. Put
as
headphones
as
in. And they don't fucking talk to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
All you have to do, put headphones in and close your eyes, and they will not say a fucking word to you.
Sometimes you get one guy kept going. He kept asking
with headphones.
He kept asking me about comedy and asking me about so what do you talk about? What do you do? And so I pull up my phone and I go, just a second, I really got to return this email. And he went like this. Aw.
Really?
Yeah. So I was
know what he told people?
Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm a dick.
Eric Griffin's a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Eric him. Is a dick.
Well, the guy was probably
you don't
in a
like handicapped
before.
People
yeah,
exactly.
That's true.
Dude.
Yeah, you're horrible.
And fat chicks.
Well, come on, who likes fat chicks?
I do.
But not initially. She became fat. You know what I'm saying?
I like a nice hot fat chick. We talked about this last night.
Brian Hamilton, do you have a podcast?
Yeah, I have my own podcast every week.
White noise is called White Noise. It's just a soft hum with no talking at all.
Occasionally, a little boy comes in and asks him for things.
Why are you saddled with the little boy thing? Would Where did that come from?
I don't know.
I think that's over the line. I don't think we need that.
I said little boy with a candle because I thought it'd be cute. I didn't mean it in a perverted way. I thought it would just be a...
I didn't take offense to it. I mean, I wasn't offended.
I think...
I feel like how Ryan is on this podcast, jumping in very sporadically. I used to do morning radio with Danny Bonaducci.
Here we go.
Sounds fun.
And Ryan was me for 6 years of my life. I would go, yeah, but one time
Are you kidding me? See, I'd fucking lose my... I'd lose my fucking brain.
I was getting paid, though.
A lot?
I was getting paid.
A lot?
For how old I was, sure.
Was this before you got famous on Last Comic Standing?
I got fired from radio, and then I got on Last Comic a month later. So if I wasn't fired, I would have never done Last Comic, and I'd be at some bar from, hey, everybody, I'm at Industry from 6 to 7.
Then I might have won season 2.
Yeah, no, but I did.
Do you think that Ralphie May is the one person that took whatever from Last Comic Standing and did the most with it?
Amy Schumer wasn't really on it, though.
She didn't win. Did she win?
Seventh.
Yeah, that's not...
But no, she was on Last Comic, and I... Well, the roast is what made her.
I think it's hard to say, though, like...
Ralphie probably is... If you're talking dollars,
yeah.
Let's just go straight up, like, just being very superficial money. Ralphie probably is, you know...
Made the most. But Ralphie's marketing went way beyond... Last Comic, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like that was Ralphie marketed the hell out of himself and found.
Sometimes I don't think I gotta pick a side. Like I either gotta get in shape or I gotta go full Ralphie fluffy fat.
Oof,
you know what I mean?
Dangerous,
like
dangerous,
like
dangerous.
It's like I gotta
it's
risk
gonna be
my
weird for you.
Like I gotta risk like my life to become famous. You know what I mean? Like these guys are the big guys in this business. Panette,
Louis Anderson,
Ralphie, and what's the other guy, fluffy guy?
Gabriel.
These guys are fucking big, and they're not famous. They're rich off of comedy. They got a lot of fucking
fans. I'd say now Gabriel's famous. Gabriel's famous.
Well, he's on that new show with what's her name?
He's mainstream. Well, Cristela.
He's doing a movie.
Yeah, July 21st.
Yeah, but what's her name?
Cristela Alonso.
Cristela Alonso just got a show on ABC.
Yeah,
he's on the show.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah,
but Gabe has built it like it crossed over to a mainstream fame. Like people know who Gabe is now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. You're right. Some are, like Ralphie's rich, but there's a lot of people who don't know who Ralphie is.
Not anymore. They did for a minute, but you could say Ralphie Man, they'd be like, "Oh, is that
right?"
You know,
his
what
crowd
I mean?
Likes him. And
well,
then
he sells the fuck out.
You can hang out in that crowd for however long, you know.
Yeah, if you build your own audience like that,
look at that Bob Marley guy. That guy who does like all
in Maine, yeah,
Maine.
Fucking cocksack and fucking queer.
But take him like any place. Is he as famous?
He's as funny, but not as famous.
So his money is just in Maine.
Well,
and
you
that's
said
what it'll
it.
Do his
you
whole
said
life.
Something I loved last night when we were talking about this. You said there are those that are famous.
Yeah.
Right. Like whether they be like Amy, like new famous, up and coming. Gabe, you could call new famous. Or you had like Louis, or Louis Black, or Chris Rock.
Right.
And then you said we're the killers.
Yeah.
We're the ones we kill when we work.
Yeah.
But people don't necessarily know who we are.
Yes.
And we've had had breaks here and there where they've seen like
Me and Hef did
Last Comic, you did Tourgasm, you know, Godfrey's done stuff, Ryan, you know.
No credit, just stuff.
No.
Just stuff.
No,
things.
Godfrey's done a lot of acting, a bunch of random acting roles. And I'm not dissing him. That's what he's done. It's a lot of random.
He was on
that
the shittiest show ever, the Shaquille O'Neal show.
Yeah.
That was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
But when you're on stage,
writing was terrible. You know what I mean?
But when you're on stage, you kill.
Yeah.
You know, and that's
well,
like,
everybody
I never
in this
thought
room,
of it, but when you said it, I was like, yeah, that's a nice way to put it.
We're all killer. I mean, look at this table. Everybody here fucking smashes. We don't fucking go up and hey, who we smash.
I think
and it's not it's in front of six people or fucking 20,000 people. There's no, it doesn't matter who's on before right. or after,
yeah.
or how the show's been so far.
Right.
Everybody here smashes.
I think one of the most confused audiences was when me and Godfrey co-headlined
Addison.
Remember that?
Addison.
That audience was like, they weren't really sure which way to go, right. what to think. They were like, this is too much. This right. is too much
but it was
one
good.
Show.
We
had fun.
Yeah, it was
I
cool.
wish awesome. That the clubs would do that more often.
What, co-headline?
Yeah, I wish they would just do that
no,
more
often.
I'm telling you.
No.
The money, they're not going to pay
you. No, you can't.
No, no,
it's because of the money. Why? It's because only because of the money they won't do it. But I'd love to be on a show with
what? What are you talking about, Jeffy?
I think now, if you're a young comic listening to this, you have to form a comedy clan and or a gang. You have to find
now
more than 5 years ago, not so much. But you have that clan, and then that clan, everybody promotes, helps each other. That's what Rogan does with the Death Squad guys.
Yep.
That's what there's certain clans.
And we don't have that.
That's not new.
But
that's always
been though?
Done.
Hef,
comics have always been
right.
done.
Look at right now. Okay, look, I know you, Hef, from a few things. I just met you, Eric, this week. Mm-hmm. I know Ryan. I know Godfrey, and I know Alonzo. But our thing right now, just from this interaction, will be to promote you guys. When someone asks me about you, I'm going to be like, Hef is funny. He's a fucking great guy. Eric, that motherfucker's funny. He's cool.
Yeah,
he's you know what I mean? Right. But that's, so we're
no,
helping.
You didn't say anything about Ryan. You got to.
Well, he knows. But you know what I mean? Like, we toured together.
He went like this. Yeah. Well, he went, Ryan,
but
great guy.
Anytime I bring any of you guys up, that's our responsibility to help each other
I'll
out. So
the,
if I'm going in for an audition.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean? Or if I have a show that I'm on and you come in, this guy's fucking.
So
you know,
here's what I'm saying about the co-headlining thing. There's guys that kind of blew up because they traveled.
Yeah.
They traveled together.
Yeah.
Right. So in some clubs, if you can't fill it and you go, you know what would be really good? If me and, you know, I can bring 500 people. This person can bring 500 people.
Yep.
Now we have 1,000.
Yep.
And now you're building that audience and your money
right.
goes up
yep.
and stuff like that. Then the next time you come back,
yeah.
you're by yourself.
That's good. That's good. Here's the deal.
I don't think people do that.
Hang on 1 second. That's good when the club is a comedy club. When the club is a restaurant/bar, you look at some of these clubs now. What is it? Dinner theater.
Yeah.
Is what
every improv is.
Okay, so here's the deal. You know why they say that? It's, look, we're here to sell you food and drinks. As much
and
we are
to have a show going
as
on.
Much as we, so I need to make money Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So you know what, dude? You can sell 500. I can sell 500. We go in. I want a door deal. We'll come in on a Friday and do one. Fuck you.
You got to be here Thursday through Sunday.
I'd rather I'd rather give away all the tickets or give a discount on all the tickets and get all. I'll fill the place. Mm-hmm. Without you, I don't give a fuck about you, and I will sell drinks. I'll sell $50 a head on food and drinks.
And but another thing, too, is that when you co-headline, they're going to be like, you have to get two plane tickets,
two hotels.
They don't want to do that.
I'm going to tell you two things.
And it would just
one,
be so
what
much
you're
better
talking
show.
About. Remember, they're in the business. When you look, obviously, the improv's the biggest chain, but you look at any chain of comedy clubs.
Right.
They're in the business of selling the club. Mm-hmm. They don't want you to say, I'm going to see Bobby Kelly Friday. They want you to say, I'm going to the improv Friday or I'm going to the whatever Friday. But and the other thing is when it comes to marketing, the best advice I got was from Adam Carolla. And he said, you find your fans and you market to them.
Yeah.
Forget everyone else.
Fuck
market
them
directly to the people who are your fans.
That's why I say to comics, should I do a podcast? Absolutely you should, because it's the best social media for a comedian ever. Fuck Twitter, fuck Facebook. You know why? I have 74,000 people on Twitter. Those aren't all my fans, okay? Because if it was, I'd be selling out every fucking room I do.
Right.
Now, here's the thing.
You only get my, like 5%.
But my podcast, you actually have to work to get it. You have to go and download it, and you have to listen to it.
Yeah.
So if you're doing that, you're a fucking fan. That's it. Anybody who listens to this show is a legit 100% fan
of Bobby Kelly, but not LeBron James.
Not anymore.
I love that he keeps bringing it. It's like a full
circle.
It's a great callback. You got to keep doing it, though.
No, I know what you're saying. I've done some podcasts where I was surprised by the response on social media afterwards.
Yeah.
You know? And you wouldn't even think. I did like Eddie F's podcast with right. And him and Jim Jeffries.
That was
podcast.
Big. That was a big
you know?
Show.
And it was like it was like
until Jim
500.
Left.
You know,
Jim broke out on Eddie.
It's amazing. But what they, I think Mark.
Hey guys,
Maron
can you hold on one second? I'm
Mark
gonna get
Maron
the women. I'm gonna
like
get the. I'm gonna get the women in the background to talk louder. So I'll be right back.
Sorry, they're not even getting picked up. I can hear them. They're a little bit, and it's actually you know it's good. There's two mids.
But
in
the Mark
Maron
say that there's like a million.
What's that?
I think Mark Maron said there's a million people listening to podcasts.
Yes.
And it's the same million people that listen to all the podcasts.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody's
absolutely.
A fan.
So those are the...
So, but here's the thing, though.
It's not a market necessarily that's branched out further than that.
If you can...
But those are great. Million.
If you can,
we love
if you can, if you can take these people... Like, I started my show here 3 years ago on my iPhone. Rich Voss at a fucking cafe down the street. I did one of my first YKWD shows. Now there's, you know, almost 70,000 people a week listening to this fucking thing. That's crazy
John
shit.
John Heffern has a book on Amazon. Uh-huh.
But, but you know, here's the thing. Is
where
it's
was
the,
that book?
It's the best social media for me. Right. Because I can go on Twitter, and that's just going to get pushed down and pushed down and pushed down and pushed down. This, people hear it.
Well, you know, on Twitter, you have to just go by the percentage. You just go a percentage. Like, you know, even somebody like Justin Bieber, he's got 50 million Twitter followers.
Right.
But he might tweet something and get like, at most 100,000 retweets. Well, that's the real audience.
Right.
You know, that's the people that are actually paying attention.
Right.
It's not 50. So for 50 million, you only get, you know, 100,000 or 200,000 sometimes, you know?
Right.
Like, if you think about it, the most retweeted thing ever at first was something Obama tweeted. I mean, it wasn't probably even him.
Him and his wife dancing.
Now the Ellen thing from the Oscars was the most retweeted picture ever.
Ever, right, yeah.
You know, but I'm saying, like, you would think that you'd go on Twitter and find out what's the numbers, and it's not great.
Yeah.
You know, even people that have millions and millions of followers.
Well, I just
that's why TV is still what TV is.
Exactly.
You know,
TV
everyone jokes
shit,
about network TV, but network TV is still
ain't none
so
like
much
network.
Bigger than anything else.
Yeah, I mean, look, dude, you go on FX, it's pretty hot.
Yeah.
Not compared
HBO's
to network.
HBO's pretty fucking hot.
Not compared to network. A huge hit on FX would be canceled on network.
Straight up. The numbers that Workaholics get, the only network that we could probably be on is NBC.
Right.
You know, and even still, it would be a failure.
Well, no, absolutely. But here's the deal. That's still a lot of fucking people.
It's a lot of people.
A lot of
people.
But
network TV
is still...
And
for a comedian...
Network TV is still the lottery prize. That's the lottery. You hit the lottery. When you get network TV, you have hit the lottery.
But here's the thing, though. It's a lot harder to stay on there.
Oh, absolutely.
You know
absolutely.
What I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a lot harder to stay on there. Was he falling asleep? Yeah. You falling asleep, Godfrey?
I was trying to catch him.
Oh, you're trying to catch him falling asleep? All right, listen,
slipping.
we're gonna wrap this thing up. But here's I think that I absolutely think that if you have you should do a podcast or do people's podcasts.
Yeah, I do them all the time.
Because
you gotta get invited. Though, because
but
like,
most
like
of them are
in LA.
You had that dinner you didn't get invited to.
Most of them are in LA.
I know, man.
But a lot of
wow, that was a real callback.
That fucking hurt my feelings.
But some
that was
people
a
don't
shot.
Call what? You on their podcast. They may not want you on their podcast.
Right.
You know, you want to add. You go. Oh, I know these people have the.
But can I say
one.
Something? I'll
I
tell you
that,
why.
I'm just wondering.
I've been not asked back to radio when I first started doing Opie and Anthony or radio.
Yeah.
I talked to Norton about this. Because you have to, like, seriously, I tell you to shut the fuck up or I bust your balls. You're my friend, Godfrey.
No.
And I can do that shit to you. But honest to God, you have to learn how to do a fucking podcast.
Yeah,
a podcast is a radio show. And here's the thing. If you're just talking over everybody or jumping in or stepping on other people's lines, the people that run those shows are going to be like, I don't fucking want that motherfucker back. Because what we do here, right, you can't hear it. When you listen to this, you can't hear what you just said because I stepped on it. You know what I mean? Or you're too loud or you scream. I know people that haven't been asked back because their laugh was fucking fake and annoying. You know what I mean? Like, seriously.
Wow.
People pick that shit up. Like, you got to try to be as you as you possibly can on radio, as honest as you can, but still be funny and entertaining, and then know how to do radio. Because radio is dude.
Radio's tough. We used to have guys, and I hated when we had comics on.
Right, why?
Because some comics, A lot of comics hate doing morning radio, but right. here's why you do morning radio as a comedian. It's to put butts in the seat.
Absolutely.
So as much as it's 6:30 in the morning and yep. you hear the guys go, the, you know, the intern comes out and you're in the like the lunchroom. Hey, I'm going to need like three leading questions.
Right.
Like I go, ugh, because I'm going to give you the leading questions and the news girl is going to talk over a thing. You have to bang it out. And the people that grab the mic and just go. You know, it's a funny. My yeah. wife and you just literally take
you
over.
Gotta take that shit
you
over.
Put butts
right.
in the seats. But
you're right.
We had Jimmy Walker in, and he
Kid Dynamite.
Wait, what?
Kid Dynamite.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He had his hood over his head. He had tissue paper stuck in both nostrils. Shows up and he's sitting there, and we go, so you're at the thing. He goes, yeah. So what's going on? I heard the
right.
Yeah, I don't. It's early, you know. I don't really talk like that. And then
I get him. I totally get him.
Right. That
it's like ended right
so,
there.
But you have to. Yeah, yeah.
Ryan, shut it down.
Shut it down.
But. I mean, have you? But people who come in and don't know how to do radio don't use their headphones right.
So, or mouth breathers, or that, or the over talk. Like I'll do radio and I'll start talking, and then the news girl say something, and the intern bub, and then I'll just stop talking because it's beyond annoying if more than two people are talking.
It's beyond annoying, and here's like I learned this on O&A is that I used to just feel like I had to be
funny,
and then I was like, wait a minute, you know what? I can just stop and listen and wait for like Ryan. You think that you're not talking on here? It doesn't matter because when you seriously, dude, when you do, you say something funny. Like I tell people, hey man, people come up to me after the show. I'm sorry I wasn't. You were you. Stop apologizing. You did great because you're not like I had Nate Bargatze on. He just waits until he has a good one and then he fires it and then he shuts the fuck up. Fucking perfect. That's you.
You know,
then you have Luis Gomez who doesn't shut the fuck up. Right?
Don't you do his podcast a lot?
I'm a little spoiled or it's kind of not wrecked my brain. We used to do, you would do, let's say, a week of shows. And then our program director would take segments from our shows, take it to a focus group.
Right.
And then we'd have to go and watch the focus group. So you'd hear a conversation. You'd hear, so Heffern, what'd you do over the weekend? And then you'd see 30 people with dials. And if you were like talking, whatever you're talking about,
right.
they would go and then you would see. And then the guy would come back and go, okay, you guys, like Monica Lewinsky, you have to stop talking about how she's fat. Because the women in the audience are like, hey, we don't care what she did. Don't talk about when she's fat. So now my brain, anytime I kind of overthink things and going, okay, we're talking in circles or this isn't relevant or, you know, stuff like that.
Right. Well, I found a trick for me, like doing like morning radio when you're on the road doing that stuff. I always tell myself, be familiar, like act like you're familiar with them. Like even if you don't know these people, I walk in like as if I've known them for 20 years.
I gotta get, you know what I get? I get the information about the show. Is this a husband and wife?
I listen
this,
on the way in.
Is this a clean? Yeah. Are they a little edgy? Yeah,
that's what I
want to know what the fuck, what I'm walking into. As long as I know that, I'm good. And I don't care. I don't give a fuck if, oh, they're just a husband and wife and they're very clean. I can work with you. Now I know that. Let's go. I'm going to talk about this.
They're all the same, those morning radios. It's always like a weird guy. His sidekick.
Some of them are.
Have you done Have you done crackers? Like Bob and Tom?
Oh, Bob and Tom's great.
It's sad
they were assholes when I was there.
To you?
How long were you on
for? The lady warned me. I was a little bit. They warned me. The lady who runs it is a bitch. I heard nothing but terrible shit about that show. She's a bitch.
The views expressed by Robert Kelly and Godfrey are not views expressed by
Eric.
Listen,
can I talk? I have a great time on Bob and Tom.
Me too.
Let me say this. I'm going to say this real quick. Hang on one second. I've never been on the show. Oh. I am not speaking from first-hand experience, but I've heard fucking this type of shit, like horror stories from other comics.
I'm going to tell you, my first-hand experience with Bob and Tom has always been great, and I've done the whole show. I've sat there for 4 hours.
Right, yeah, that's what
I
heard.
The other thing is just what you said, Hef. I do that. I listen going in and then jump in, and then if you comment on something they said 20 minutes before you got there, then you're part of the show.
Yeah.
But Bob and Tom, and again, different people have different experiences.
That's my first time. I've had nothing but great times.
Texas, but I'm always invited back. I'll stay for the whole time.
Where?
Back.
It depends, and all over the country.
Right.
And I'm like, the lady tells me, she goes, yeah, they're assholes. She was telling me before she's taking me to radio, remember, they're assholes. It's Bob and Tom. They're not funny. That other dude, that chip, that dude that does the sports, he's a fucking dick. This is what she's telling me in his van. I said, is this how you talk?
Wow.
But you know something?
But that's worse than all that.
Wait, hold on. I'm not done.
Then I walked in,
and she goes, and you got to have 5 questions prepared.
Right.
5, okay, we're not just going to be organic. I don't care. Whatever they talk about, I can just jump in.
Right.
5 questions. So they take me into this little booth, give me the question. They gave me the questions.
Right.
And so I sit there, and I go, I'm just going to chill out and just chime in when I need to.
Okay.
I sat there. They hadn't talked to me yet. Pat Dixon calls in. Mm-hmm. Pat Dixon calls in. He's a regular there.
Who's so Pat Dixon?
Pat, the guy who wears the suit. At
you
the
know cell. Pat. Oh, yeah, Pat. I love Pat. Yeah. He's a regular?
He calls in and does like
people do that all the
correspondence
time.
Stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm like, Pat, what's up? Blah, 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 blah. Cool. Whatever. And so they don't talk to me yet. The girl, they're not saying shit to me yet.
Right.
Not. And then finally they asked me questions and shit like that. And it was like really weak, man. It was like, they were like kind of like, it was
Godfrey, I'm going to teach you something right now. You got to hold the mic.
Okay.
The same place the whole time.
It was really.
I'm going up and down on you, man.
It was really weak the way they
don't like you because you don't know how to fucking hold the mic right.
There's a dude in Chicago I thought that was just like this, but even worse.
Cowhead. Cowhead is awesome.
Man Cow is the one.
He's the best. Yeah.
He's.
Yo, Cowhead's my man in Tampa. That's, I love that dude.
I'm talking about Man Cow.
They were shitty with me, but they ended up following me on Twitter. I guess they liked me, but I didn't do anything nasty. I was just like,
yeah, but Man
they
Cow.
They didn't give me shit that Tom Bob for. I can't remember. It was 15, 20 minutes.
You see, now that's
like
a sign that I would say that they probably didn't like you.
But I didn't really? Do shit. I didn't even do anything.
Why? Because you.
No, because usually you're on there for.
But a lot of disc jockeys don't like comics sometimes. They just come in cheating.
Hang on. Let me speak about Bob and Tom because this is why it's so surprising you had that experience.
Yeah.
I find it surprising too.
Part of it is whoever took you there loaded you up negatively
before
you went in.
Ruth Ann, that bitch.
But the thing about Bob and Tom is, and the genius, and this is why they've been on and doing so well so long. They're smart enough to let comics talk. They're like, look, we got a hit show. We got 4 funny people over here. Let them talk. Let them be funny.
Let me talk. But Tom Joyner invited me back.
Hold on. Godfrey, let me speak out because my experience on the show is completely different than yours.
Yeah, I got you.
And from the first time I did Bob and Tom, they let me run, and they'd say something. They'd go to you. I'd joke about it. They'd go back. And I was on the show 3 hours, 4 hours.
How many people were you with? Was it just Bob and Tom?
There's always the girl, 2 or 3 people. I've been on that show with other comics. I was on there once with an astronaut. Like, you never know who's going to be on Bob. That was the most fascinating thing. It was like, you're an astronaut. Like, it was
great.
But
I know for me, I've never been on Bob and Tom, but I know being on O&A has fucking hurt me. I know certain radio shows, because they do that Jocktober shit where they trash every radio show in the fucking country for a whole month. So I know, and I don't get into that radio war shit. I believe if you're on the radio, good for you.
And because
good for you because this shit's hard as fuck to get paid at.
Yeah. And there's going to be none of them left very shortly. They're all going to be gone, and it's going to be Ryan Seacrest in every city.
Right.
It's exactly.
Howard Stern, too.
They're all, all those morning
and Tom
shows.
Joyner and...
You think Tom Joyner staying
Clear Channel? Yeah.
Tom Joyner staying.
It's fucking nuts.
It's syndicated.
It's going to be all syndicated. It's not going to be your local husband and wife team. If you're on a morning show, you know you're going to be fired. Technology is going to change it all.
Well,
that's
look,
what's
dude,
that.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got 4 of the funniest guys on the.
Who are up at 3 a.m.
I got some serious funny motherfuckers at this table right now. Where are you going?
You just lost one.
Why?
Just like that?
What the fuck, Rye?
You
understand how uncomfortable that is?
It looks like he's escaping.
I love how Rye just did that. He's like, just say goodbye at least.
I've been sitting here for half an hour. What?
You can't just get up like that.
Why can't I?
Well, you can, but
you
shouldn't.
You should have been that mad when we said the little boy thing.
Understand?
Ryan.
Listen, Rye.
Good night, Ryan.
But you don't get up in a huff.
Okay,
I didn't
Bobby.
Get up in a huff.
Wrap it up.
You literally,
Ryan's in a huff.
In the middle of something, just got up and was going to walk away. You put the mic on the fucking chair like somebody's dead.
I thought you said there were four funny people, and I was gonna be—I was gonna make that appropriate.
Well, no, that was,
he was looking at me making a joke.
It really was Eric. I was thinking about Eric. It wasn't you? Whatever.
I was just looking for an out.
All right. Well, that's not your out. Sit back down.
If anybody should leave, it
should
be me.
Sit the fuck down.
Yeah, you weren't even supposed to be here.
I wasn't even supposed
here's
to be here.
I think
go ahead.
Here's
they don't want
the show's
about to end. On television
here's,
right now. Here's, on this.
Here's the deal, right? You can't do that. Listen, we're almost leaving. Just chill
we're
the fuck
done.
Out. All right,
you gotta get up,
Ryan.
This
I will
like,
never
we're going to breakfast after this.
Listen,
right?
I will never ask you to be on my podcast again. Are you happy? Does that make you happy?
No, it doesn't make me happy.
I will ask you whenever you want it. You can always come on my show.
Ryan, listen. This is like when we were trying to leave at dinner.
It's
you
the
remember?
Same thing.
The next 25 minutes.
We're gonna fucking wrap
you
it up.
You weren't there, Robert. But listen. LeBron was there for some reason.
I
got a picture with him.
He said they were going to invite you, but LeBron was like, listen, no fat, bald guys.
Why would somebody, why would you go and fucking listen to radio in the morning to some fucking shitty husband and wife zoo shit when you could download a show like this with a bunch of funny motherfuckers for
now.
Nothing?
Well, here's what happens with, and I'll make this quick because I know Ryan has to go to bed.
Well, I don't, you, why do I have to be here? Why do I have to
because
be here?
Because I'll tell you what.
Because we were hoping you would
you're
jump
the
into
anger.
The conversation.
You're my fucking what? Friend. That's why.
Yeah. I am your friend.
That's it. That's it.
We just
okay,
like
I'll
your
stay.
Presence.
Okay.
That's it.
That's the only reason I'm here.
That's the only reason why I want you here. Because I'm very fond of you, you cocksucker.
Here's what happened with radio and comics. 99% of every comic does bad radio. And they say stuff on radio that they shouldn't say, and then so that's why now, if you'll notice, if you do radio, they record, pre-tape it. They never used to do that, but there's like 20 guys that wrecked it for everybody.
Right.
So but, now they pre-tape, and then this thing called the People Meter came
right.
up.
Yes.
And the People Meter, they used to fill out a journal, and then you would send in the journal saying, "I listen to this station." People filled out the journals Thursdays. That's why most radio stations. Thursdays would be the big, hey, don't forget to listen. Thursday, we're going to give out $1,000 because they want on Thursday you to remember the station. There used to be a theme of that. Then the People Meter came, which it's like a little pager, and it records what you're listening to. You don't have to fill out a journal. Now the computer knows. Mm-hmm. But the weird thing about it is
they found out people don't like talk.
When you're in brushing your teeth, the old days you used to listen to radio while you're in the bathroom. You have to physically be wearing this People Meter. So nobody has it on when you're in your underwear in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So what would happen is, and then the mornings you would walk into your dentist's office or whatever, all these easy listening stations then became number one. Like the urban guys used to go, we're number one at WJLB in Detroit. Well, number one. And then the ratings changed because it was super easy listening.
Huh.
And then they realized talking. That in because they could see when they had a comic on, or somebody talking, then they would be able to say, "Hey, at 8:12, you guys lost 25,000 listeners. Who did you have on?" And usually it was a comic or somebody talking. So then that's why when now if you do radio, they go, "Yeah, we're going to do one segment where it used to be an hour."
Yeah,
but in reality, if you listen to like this podcast,
but was it but
stuff,
the comics suck so bad? Or why did they not listen?
They just wanted music. They found that
they wanted music.
You know why?
But
it's
then
what,
podcasts like this, people will listen to this entire thing. They might not get in one chunk. Maybe they have
work
to do.
Getting.
But it's also what John said. If you're a regular radio listener, mm-hmm. right, and you turn on the radio wow. 1 week, WK, whatever, blah, blah, blah,
KKK.
And the comic's not funny. Then the next
There's
week,
a black guy on.
Then the next week, when a comic's on, as soon as they say coming up comic blah blah blah, you turn it off because you're like, well, it wasn't funny last week. You're not gonna, you don't pay attention to the fact it's a different.
So
comic
you're saying
this
because
week.
Of Joe Matarese, we're not.
Oh man,
we're not getting on radio.
Yeah, that's
hey,
why.
It's the same way. It's the same way.
I got a kid.
How many
My
people?
Kid.
How many people have you heard?
But your
say,
podcast.
Hold on, Hef. Hold on, Hef. How many people have you heard say, like, they're at a show, like, yeah, I came here last year, and the comic sucked, and they haven't been back, but they didn't think that it's a different comic.
Right.
They just crossed Comedy Club off, and then on a random thing, they came back and got a great comic.
But that happens at a restaurant, too, though. If you go to one restaurant and have a horrible meal, you're telling everybody how bad that meal was, and you're not going back.
Yelp,
but that's
Yelp,
a restaurant,
I won't go
that's
to a restaurant.
Comedy clubs.
If I read some shit about it, I'm not going.
But that's comedy clubs have the same thing, though. You
but
have
the, but if a comedy club, if you go to a comedy club, because it's an expensive night out, if you go to a comedy club and you don't know the comic and he's not funny, you blame the club. You don't go back to the club. Right. Just like if you go to a comedy club and you don't know the comic and he's hilarious, you go back to the club.
Yeah, but I've also been to comedy clubs like a few years ago. I've been to clubs and like somebody famous was there the week before. And the only reason why they were there is because they were famous. And you get people come, and they come back, and they say, you know, they'll say things like, man, you know.
You're real funny.
Yeah, that's a different category. That's not what I'm talking about. Because in that case, they didn't just go to the comedy club. They went to see the famous person.
Right, and they got disappointed.
I'm talking about when people just say, hey, let's go to a comedy club. And they don't know who's there. it happens.
You know how many times I've gotten you? How many times I've gotten you were funny for like a whole hour? Right. I'm like, that's what we're
people
fucking.
Because
some guy did 35 minutes last week and he was mediocre.
Because they're petering out.
Like
have
Matt
you seen
Kazam,
the lineups?
Me and
like,
Matt used to work together all the time. And Matt used to say it. He said, you know how fascinated these people are when they see this done right? Because so many times they haven't seen it done right. Then they see someone do it right and they're like, oh my God.
But some of the people aren't doing it right are selling out though, too.
I didn't know it could be like that.
I love going to a comedy. You ever do this though? You go to a comedy club and I like to check the wall.
Oh,
and like,
I always check
and depending on the pictures, I go, I see, I know what kind of club this is, you know. And when but when I see cowboy so and so on the wall,
I'm always calling out. I'm always calling out. Oh, he came. So you mean you can't? How come Robert Kelly ain't
if
here?
I
how come
two
Bubba
more, if
here?
I see,
I always ask him about.
If I see two more,
Hamilton,
if I see two or more puppets, all right, shut up. I'm fucking talking.
Yeah,
he doesn't know how to do radio. Because I let him talk, Godfrey? And then I start talking, and you just keep
John
going.
John Heffron did the same thing.
Yeah, but no, it's a give and take, God. You got to learn to do that. That's why you're not on Bob and Tom. They don't like you. Because you weren't giving and taking.
Okay, Bobby, let's wrap it up. So Ryan.
All right, listen.
Look, this isn't my fault, is it?
Yes.
Because we were going to talk for another at least 45 minutes, but now
Ryan,
we're all
no,
like.
No, nothing's your fault. You what the fuck, dude? Everybody loves you. You're fine. Right. Listen, bro. That's very interesting shit. I didn't know about that people meter.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. That's crazy.
You never heard about that before?
But that's
the instant ratings and radio.
I don't know. I just
that's why all the easy listening stations and the talk.
They're also easy
crazy.
To listen to though.
But if you listen to people listen to long podcasts
at a pun.
All right, we gotta go.
But now
Alonzo just did a pun. Yes.
We
Godfrey's falling asleep. I never seen fucking Ryan Hamilton mad ever.
Yeah, he was.
He was
mad.
He
was
up.
Fuming.
He was like, I'm out of here.
Ryan literally stormed off.
Ryan was livid.
I thought we said $200.
He was going to call his people. He was actually going to call his people and ask how he got booked on something like
that. By your people, we mean people from Idaho. Don't get mad again, you fucking psycho. Jesus.
You were living.
No, you I was trying to make a joke.
Well, your joke scared people, right?
Yeah, it's
but that's listen, we're going to fucking wrap this up. We've been going for an hour 40. I want to thank you guys for coming on the show. This is the first YKWD from JFL 14.
You're welcome.
No shit, right? I should because you're on fucking a TV show that I've never watched.
I brought some credibility to this panel.
Well, listen,
not really.
I
in a vague black, white, Mexican, Arab sort of way.
thank you. I appreciate that.
I go through the room usually at the end of the show, and it's, whatever you guys want to plug, please plug. Godfrey, what do you got, man?
Oh, man. Godfrey Comedian is my website. Godfrey Comedian on Twitter.
God, did
check
I really, next time you're on the show, we're talking about how awful that show you're on.
The Shaq.
Have you seen the Shaq show he was on?
No, it's terrible. I did two seasons.
Please
terrible.
Google it. It was so bad, it was interesting. You ever smell a smell that's so fucked up, you're like, I need to smell this all day? That's how fucked up this show was.
Yeah, man.
It's like a fat girl's camel toe. You just have to keep looking at it.
Nah, nope.
Eric, I'm going to end the show on your fucking bomb.
Boo.
Nice. It's like boo.
Doom, doom,
boo.
Doom, da,
doom, 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 da, da. Da.
All right, what do you got? Check out, what is it? I'm sorry.
Don't check out the Shaq show.
Yeah, no.
Check out, please. Yeah, we can talk about that next because it was raggedy. But GodfreyComedian.com is the website.
Yeah.
And GodfreyComedian is the Twitter.
Oh, you're tired as shit, dude.
Ryan, go.
Done.
Ryan, what you got, buddy?
You can check out my daily podcast. 3 hours of me.
Yeah.
Ryan Hamilton.
Hang on. Here's what it sounds like.
The vacuum.
Here's what it sounds
like.
I love
it.
No, Bobby's doing my podcast. John's doing the vacuum.
All right, go ahead.
BrianHamiltonLive.com.
One of the funniest guys. I love you so much, buddy. You too, Godfrey. Pal. Fucking hilarious.
Thank you.
Fucking
moving around the table.
What
keep
do you
it
got?
Going with some energy.
Eric Griffin with a K, E-R-I-K, Griffin.com. At Eric Griffin on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Snapchat.
Damn.
I'm on Tinder.
I'm going to send you a picture of my dick.
LinkedIn.
On Snapchat.
Yeah, please do. I take all pics. Season 5 of Workaholics is coming your way.
I take all pics.
I take all pics. I don't discriminate. I'm not LeBron on Snapchat.
I can't. What do you play on Workaholics?
I play Montez on Workaholics.
And what
very
is
weird character.
Yeah.
You know? So
I can't wait.
Your
can't
fans
wait to see
know.
It.
They're hearing me right now. They're like,
"Oh absolutely.
Shit!
Absolutely.
What?"
I can't wait to see it now. I don't watch that many shows, but what I love when I meet somebody on a show and then I get to watch him. Be like, yeah. I just had to talk with him.
Let's go to the to the left.
Half, what do you got?
So here's what you can do. If you're in your early 20s to 30s.
What are you selling, fucking timeshares?
I'm trying to, you know, just perform a little and have some energy so everybody listening to this just doesn't fall into some slumber.
Buy my vitamin pack.
I mean, you're actually giving them something.
I'm giving out karate pads.
I know. I'm a sellout.
There you go. That's how you gotta be.
I'm a sellout. I know. Don't you guys have to perform at Largo or something where people don't sell out? Anyway, so I have a book on Amazon.
Put a fucking rubber glove over your head.
You get the vitamins. You get the knives.
Go to Amazon. Just type in John Heffron, and there's stuff.
What's the book about?
The book is called "I Come to You from the Future." It's advice for guys in their 20s and 30s.
Really?
Because I was 20s.
Funny
and 30s
book.
Once.
I read it.
That's
I read
great.
It.
Alonzo
book.
Actually
Funny.
Read it.
I'm going to buy it.
It's
I'm going to support
it's like
you.
It's $4 on Kindle.
Shit, I'm going to buy 9 of them.
Just give them to random gifts.
But on your Kindle.
I'm actually going to buy the Kindle with it. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, just because it's legit.
Fucking
I think
book
his
is,
book comes free
my
with
book
the Kindle.
Is, my, my book comes with gum. What the fuck? Did you self-publish that?
And yeah.
That's great.
I'm not famous enough to get a book deal, but I'm proud of it.
Are you top? You're like...
What do you got?
Website is alonzoboden.com. Twitter is at alonzoboden.
Yep.
And what do I got coming up? Next month, I'm going to go to Cleveland and do hilarities. I'm going to stop by and see LeBron, get a picture with him. And just banging the road.
I hope
doing
he comes
what I
to
do.
Your show and doesn't laugh.
He'll laugh because he'll say, you ever go to a VIP event and there was a fat white guy? I remember.
I want you guys
and
to
you'll be so happy too.
Go check out my book on Amazon with Simon and Schuster. It's no, seriously, cheat for
a real publishing company.
It's one of the big four, they call it.
CBS?
No. make sure you guys subscribe to this. Tell a friend. Go to the Riotcast Network, the best podcast on the fucking planet, at riotcast.com. Join the Riot. You guys, the YKWD fans, you're the best. I hope you enjoyed this special edition of the You Know What Did podcast. We'll talk to you next time. Take care.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.